Also, I think he never tried to put things in his mouth.
Okay.
Something you never know.
Yeah.
Can you agree more? He's cleaning about three. Yeah. Right. Today,
I decided to cut Christopher's hair. Started at 8:50,
and I thought, oh, this
would
be so quick. You know what time I finished? Like 10:50.
Wait, 2 hours?
Well, you sure cut her
hair
the whole time? Well, I mean, first I was trying to cut with scissors, but I'm not very good at that.
Yeah,
I was trying to like cut with scissors, and I was a mess. So I was like, Christopher, because I was trying to use, oh, it hurts. Because the hair is so long that the clippers would grab it, and then it would pull. So I trimmed it short enough that I could use the clippers.
Wow.
Jonathan,
come on.
But yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, this is forever.
That's a very, you did a very good job though.
So, I play with
cut his hair tomorrow.
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut his hair tomorrow too.
So,
you gonna cut his hair?
The rain.
Well, every now and then. It's
making
the
rain.
It's alright.
You really can't tell if it grows out or not.
Yeah. What is this?
Alright, so.
But if you didn't tell me,
I'm creating a new character.
What'd you do?
Not very well.
You should have one also. Every
time.
No, wait.
1, 2.
One over there.
Yeah,
Christopher.
The red one is stronger.
Nice. I remember this. Poison of death ray.
Found some red ones.
Humans are definitely
humans.
And here.
Okay, so what classes are people in?
Well, first you should roll your abilities cards.
And then bring the dice! No. What do I do with the
dice?
And then bring the dice!
Straight down, 3d6.
Three, six, straight down. No.
Straight down.
Yeah. Old school.
You know, I heard that someone rolled all 18 one time.
All right. There's little witnesses too.
I got some red ones.
I hear little witnesses today.
Yeah, some red ones. That's fine.
So many witnesses
out here. Yeah, you can't change your score. This is how you're born. This is it. Will I be a magic user or a dwarf?
So what are we doing right now? Come on, everybody. All right.
Roll 3d6, break the scores down.
Oh, okay.
Just add the three numbers together.
Wait, are we in strength, intelligence, or random?
It's on your character sheet. Just roll it down your character sheet. The first number you roll is strength.
Okay.
Oh,
so nervous.
I'm getting
a pain.
No rerolls.
No rerolls. Got three of them? 96.
Well, first roll. And then we'll see how bad it is.
Okay, what number does it add up to? 5 plus 4 plus 3 is 12. Okay, so you write 12 here. That's your strength.
12?
Yeah. Average is what? 12.5? Then you have to go to intelligence.
Well,
in the instructions here.
Let's
see the class after.
What's this?
Oh.
13. At least in the box.
No, you roll 3 dice only, not 4.
Oh.
Re-roll it.
No, I'm not rolling with this one.
No,
this
one I get quicker. Okay. Rolling
that one. What did you get? Oh, that's a high score.
No, you
6, 5? That's
17.
Wow, that's a lot of intelligence. Maybe you're the magic user.
I got intelligence of 3. Can I re-roll that?
No.
So first roll it down.
No.
There's a couple of cases where you can re-roll your character.
No.
Just saying, 3 seems a bit low.
Wait, what did I actually take the lowest 3?
No, that's our candy. That's even worse. Sorry, you're right.
So what do we do
with
our name?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're rolling 3d6 for each.
Don't bother naming your character.
That's right.
So we write it on here. You might have to throw it away.
3d6 for everything?
If you have to throw it away, you might have to re-roll.
But go for the high or go for the low?
High. Everything's high.
Jonathan, can mommy borrow your dice?
Let's see.
No.
Here.
Alrighty.
Alright, let's see.
Can you give mommy a kiss?
This is my roll, though.
Okay.
Teddy, what's Teddy?
You roll.
Oh, for this back.
Jonathan, what's Teddy?
Do you want more dice, guys? We have one more dice.
No, here.
I got it.
There's 2 sets right here.
Alright.
Oh, you have really high intelligence. You're the magic user.
Strength.
Time to die.
8.
Oh.
My constitution is 15.
Oh, 6.
I think I need Mary's dice.
I know. I want, I
Charisma. Oh, no one cares about charisma.
What's charisma?
All right, can we roll?
What
is charisma? All right. Charisma.
Pretty consistent.
My average roll is 9.
No, Jonathan, you're here.
That's my highest one.
Yeah,
and
his is so bad.
That's because you need to get digital.
But it's pretty consistent.
Here.
My level
what's
is
your,
6.
What's your red chip? Okay.
So,
but this.
Okay.
So, wow.
That's a 6. 6, 6.
Okay, that's
7,
mommy.
8.
Okay, can mommy have that? Can mommy borrow those?
No.
What is the average you should be rolling?
11.5.
Yeah.
Okay,
Jonathan, dice, can you
dice?
Yes.
So we get in a bar fight, we all die. I think I walk out the door and I die.
I won't die, I'm just not gonna find
it. I go outside to shovel snow, I die. 19.
I go outside and get lost forever.
Wow. I'm pretty
dexterous. You
see a pretty butterfly in your gun.
Yeah.
I'm pretty dexterous. I think it's 9.
Oh, my name.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh,
Monica,
no. 14. The player name. Then you make up a name.
Yeah, first you gotta figure out what player name. You have to do one foot. Oh, 11.
18.
12.
Yeah, you make it up.
Jonathan, help mommy. Help mommy throw 3. You can do it. I'm putting it up. No, okay. Not like that. 6, 2. Oh, 14. Yeah.
Okay, 14. Anybody rolled really low?
Yes.
Like, consistently.
What's the average?
Jonathan,
maybe it should be average.
Do again.
Here, you look at mine.
Jonathan,
you
were
pretty well.
You're
fine.
Okay, careful. Don't drop stuff.
No, no, that's my requirement.
That one doesn't even have a case.
I could be a rogue.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, yay! Go for it.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yay!
17 charisma? Oh, never mind.
11?
I think you really like Christopher. Oh, you like Christopher a lot? Christopher, do you want apple or no apple?
I don't like them all.
Oh, he's having
a... He's gonna shake him up?
Yeah.
Christopher's there.
Christopher, apple or no apple?
No apple.
Oh, hungry.
highest ability score, but also 9. Roll again. You have at least 1 9, right? That's unfortunate. Wait. If 2 or more ability scores are less than 6, oh no, you actually have.
This
is really unfortunate.
Wow, you're really sticking it to the rules.
So one thing you can do.
It's a reroll.
You can use a chip to reroll one of your stats. So you get to roll twice and keep the highest.
Oh, I'm gonna do that.
No, use a chip to reroll a stat.
You need all 3 chips.
Y'all need 1
to reroll 3 stats. You should probably save them.
Why?
That's true. It is kind of important. You should try to be good at least one, your one thing. But later on, you can also use chips to reroll your hit points.
What kind of character?
Might also be important.
So you're saying we shouldn't be using all
my con 6. So I don't think that.
Sophia,
what's
your highest stat?
I have
17.
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
Jonathan, roll 3 times for me.
Okay, I'm gonna use a chip to reroll one die.
One stat, you get 2 rolls. So keep the highs. Keep the highs of all 3 rolls.
Alright, right. So no one has high strength. Are you taking 15? That's fine.
What's up?
If my con is 15,
okay, so strength,
I don't know.
So
I
guess draw the picture of your character or like their shield.
My int is now 9, so I'm not an idiot.
Wait, shield? Just draw shield.
Have you rolled int?
Well, yeah. Like a symbol for your shield.
Well, what else would I need?
You didn't need anyone have a high wisdom?
I have 80.
Okay. High con?
Mine is 16.
What's a step tool?
Just lift them up.
If I want a step tool, okay?
Oh, you want something to step on?
Yeah, where's that?
It looks like over there. Like on the left.
What are you looking for?
Some things you can step on.
Okay, I guess I should.
I'm gonna do wisdom because that's one of my 6.
Jonathan, let me.
The wisdom would come.
I thought Sophia had high wisdom.
She has high everything. Her wisdom is 11. Strength.
I have high intelligence.
You know, I can take 18 and put it in something and use a second chip, you know.
12 is great.
I was thinking you might need more fighters.
What?
It's gonna be you can also do a little bit of adjustment.
Kristen hasn't re-rolled anything.
What?
I did re-roll something. What did
you
do?
You
re-roll
your wisdom?
No, that's definitely
okay, I'm going to re-roll my strength.
Oh.
That's
going to
be a prime requisite.
I'm going to re-roll
something if you give them 1 chip.
So you get 2 re-rolls and keep the high.
Did you re-roll once or twice?
Once.
Okay, re-roll 1 more time and you can pick the higher of the 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, roll 1 more time.
Okay.
And you can use that. Those are all your D6s. That's why Bobby put that there.
I got an 8 again.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you got 8.
So, of the 3 rolls, you get the highest. So, the original roll or the. Original roll or 2 rerolls.
What's the adjustment?
No, all right, it's just 8.
Don't play strength up a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know what the adjustment is. We have to listen. What's the adjustment?
Maybe I'll use 2, wisdom and con.
Uncle.
Well, you don't need adjustment yet.
I think.
Uncle said no adjustment yet.
So once for one chip, we get 2 re-roll.
Yeah.
You don't need to re-roll.
No, I want to.
No, you're fine.
Those are pretty high. Those are pretty
high. Not high enough.
I'm high. But
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Well, your lowest score is higher than
my highest
score.
That's her character, man.
If you want to, you can re-roll one.
That's fine.
I gave you three chips, so you could have to re-roll at least one character.
He's trying to help you. I thought he was
doing
it. There were wrong ones. There were like his lime green purple ones.
I'll just take my
roll. I'm not going to take it. Okay,
can I roll for you?
Okay. You dice. No, she used these dice.
Oh, okay. She's gonna roll for you?
Yeah.
I'm taking mine. 11. I'll take that.
You know, she's got technique.
Okay, that's all. It's one of my chips. I think I'm gonna. No one really had wisdom again.
I got 13. Okay, I roll better.
At least I don't have sixes anymore. There. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Okay, you want to re-roll the 13?
I can try. Let's see what I would have rolled.
Sure, what would you roll?
It's my second wisdom roll.
Okay.
You're pretty bad.
Okay, my constitution.
That's not bad.
Oh, my second constitution roll.
Could have been a little bit higher.
How about this one?
Oh, you're not
getting
better. Okay.
How about this one? This one?
You're dead.
And this one.
Alright, I think
we're good. Alright, so we're gonna use our chips and the re-rolls for below.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he gave me anything.
Okay.
So the next day is you choose a class.
So you tell us about this? Christopher! I'm just gonna tell us about
class. I'm the elf.
What did you think of it?
More now my character name will be Mango
West. I'm so cool right now.
So on the right gives you the classes. Fighter, Magic User, Cleric, Thief. Those are the four basics. With their prime requisite. Which is what you want to use.
Right.
And then there are three demi humans. So dwarves and halflings are basically fighters. And elves are fighter magic.
Go outside.
Okay. No. What else? What races do we have?
That's it.
That's a class in this game.
Yeah. So you either so the first four are all human, and then you can just be a dwarf, elf, or half.
Not us to decide. Not us to decide.
They don't have classes. They just have their.
Yeah. You only have one thing.
The entire race is the same class.
No, leave them alone, Christopher. Christopher, come here.
It's locked. It's locked.
Yeah. You want to
lock it? I don't like it.
Christopher, come here. Put your character together. Leave Jonathan alone.
I can be a cleric.
Okay, so you have to pick your character.
There's
fighter, you need strength. To be a magic user, you need intelligence. To be a cleric, you need wisdom. And to be a thief, you need dexterity.
Oh, okay. So I think you should be a magic user because you have a lot of
power. I like
what strength is okay. I'm thinking of doing fighter because my strength is 13.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah, maybe we could pick for you.
What's my language?
We can do either magic user or cleric. We can both intelligence wisdom off.
Let the wait.
High.
She has pretty good con. So we need magic user, right?
No, that's where I said you.
Maybe we can use more fighter, but my strength is pretty low.
What's your strength?
11.
Mine is 13, but I have a con of 15.
So if you want me to 14,
yeah. What do you want to do, fighter?
I'm an elf.
You're what?
I'm an elf. And my character name is Megalus.
Oh, okay.
I could be a dwarf.
But what cons are you?
My name.
To be a mature.
Oh, okay.
There you are.
Alright.
You want a piece of paper to write with?
You need to be Mega Mask.
You any scratch paper?
Yeah, I can use some scratch paper. I think
people
have some.
Oh, we can use, demi-human
scratch paper!
No, 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 but what is your dex?
Bimini.
Huh?
Bimini. No.
12? Who else has dex?
I.
What's your dex?
It's like third highest course. 9.
I think you should be the thief.
Me?
No, Sophia. Me? Sophia has the highest dex. What's your dex?
Wait, 10.
Yeah,
really? 12 is the highest?
Yeah, mine's 11.
Okay, what about you?
And his is 10.
Okay. We don't need one of each class.
I think we do.
I think Sophia would be a good thief.
Okay.
Okay, maybe I'll do the, I'll be the thief.
Or I could be a thief.
Wrong.
Real quick.
Wait, no, no, no.
Yeah. If you roll out.
Right.
So
it'll sell the first trap.
Who I thought is this?
No, you should be the clerk. Your wisdom is
high. Your ability score is so much
better. White paper.
Is that
right?
Yeah.
What's that thing?
You won't be a...
As long as you... Yeah. It will only affect like...
I need a claw.
Adjustment, right?
Okay. I'm playing on a claw.
You don't have a clerk. We don't have a clerk.
I'll be a clerk.
And you have a high system.
I have a high... That's not possible.
No, I'm not kidding.
I have a dark document.
Stop assigning people classes.
Okay,
I'm say something.
Okay,
say something.
Say something.
No, let's say like a...
And then when you die, you should
say something.
Okay, so I'm gonna be in. Wait, so how many fighters do we have? I think we need one more fighter.
Dwarf, we're gonna have a dwarf.
Okay,
he's gonna say
something
else. Yeah. Say something else. No.
We have a fighter too.
No.
Let me see if you're a
human.
We need plenty
of things. An animal.
Okay, you wanna make sure you're ready.
Say
one.
Whichever one you don't take.
Say animal.
So clerk and fighter is pretty close, especially first of all.
Say
I look well
at that. That's not my very concerning at first.
Okay, so what should I do? Whatever you want. Maybe you're a thief. You want to be a clerk?
Okay, I'll be a cleric.
I'm going to be a thief. Okay, I'm a thief now.
Thief.
Alright.
Level 1 or level
2? 1, 2, 3, 4.
How
was
me?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right. So once you've chosen your class, you can adjust your ability
three,
scores.
4, 5.
Where's the last class?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right, so every class is prime requisite. Like for thief, it's dexterity. Let's see.
Oh, yeah.
Rules are not really that simple. But
let's start with your head. He turns in the head.
And it's already 10.
What about
dwarves? Yeah. So, in general, you can reduce your strength.
What?
Strength into dexterity.
What?
By 2 points to raise your primary requisite by 1.
What?
Strength into dex?
What?
Okay, by 1.
Where
did my strength? 2 for 1.
Yeah,
just one time, right?
You can keep going until you can't reduce the score below 9.
Below 9. So I can't reduce my score, period.
So if you don't have anything, yeah.
So it says 2 strength, you can reduce, give out 2 points of strength for dex.
I got it.
Yes.
Careful, guys.
If you want. So, one thing to consider.
Look at this.
The breakpoints are 13, 16, and 18.
And the water.
So if you have a 15, you can reduce it to 13. You don't. It doesn't affect your character at all, pretty much.
Can I change my charisma for anything else?
You cannot change your charisma.
I'm 17 charisma.
Is charisma used in anything?
Yeah, she's just... You hire lanes and stuff. She hire people. And are you talking to the monsters?
I'm not talking to anybody.
You should actually try to
talk to them. I'm hiding in a cave.
It's
that's okay, as long as you heal us. That's important part. Don't forget to heal us.
We want
to
make...
I don't care, you can wear baggers.
We want to make...
Double bagger.
Go ahead.
We want to make...
You know, you're clerk, so I
we want to make
your hygiene, right?
Karina, do you have any, like...
So, but once again, it's also useful if you need primary position.
I have
13.
Do you want to have a
chance?
Yeah. I
feel
my head is so dry.
Yeah.
I think, Kevin, your soap is very, very clean. Very, very,
My what?
Your soap, liquid soap.
Soap?
Yeah. Thank you. No problem.
It's very what?
It's very,
To join?
To try. Yeah.
If we join, I was.
This team. One's my pencil, this one's your pencil.
The try on this one.
Hey, Mystic isn't on this list.
That's on later on. See, that's why
I'm going to
Wait, no, I don't know what the adjusting
is. In general, okay. If you're, so your prime represent.
Yeah.
You know what it is? So if it's. You want to get a 13, 16, or 18.
13,
so you can lower something else by 2 points.
Oh, and you put it in there?
The only lower strength and damage decks. Correct.
Did I say that?
Strength and the deck by 2, right?
No, you can lower. Okay, sorry. You can lower strength, int, and wisdom.
Strength, int, and wisdom.
No. You can only raise strength, int, wisdom, and dex.
You can't lower it below 9.
Right. You can only raise strength. Okay. You can use any one of those four to raise. Dex can be lower.
Cannot be lower.
I don't want to.
You don't need to do anything.
You don't need to do anything. Sorry.
No, I don't think so.
And what about, you said, 12 and 13 are the same range?
Yeah, 13 is the same range. You want your deck to go. Yeah, you want
to
go.
You
can lower your wisdom.
I want more. Because 13, I don't know.
What's right?
Lower your strength. 11 and 9 is all right.
Really?
Yes.
So
it's worth
a
60
now?
Follow me. Wisdom by
Brian. That's 60.
I don't even have it. I don't have enough to be 13 in anything.
Oh.
I'm 13,
oh.
Huh?
17.
He's good.
You could raise your intelligence to 18 if you want to reduce your strength to 10.
Oh, yeah.
You should do that.
13, 16, 18?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Uncle's gonna take this one out and put it in so you're really good at casting.
Welcome to VoiceOver. VoiceOver speaks to specific devices on the screen and can be used.
The VoiceOver Quick Start. In this Quick Start, you learn VoiceOver basics, as well as important VoiceOver commands to help you navigate on your Mac and use apps. You can exit the Quick Start at any time and finish it later. To advance through the Quick
Start.
Yeah, is your battery bulging in your laptop?
No.
VoiceOver on preview. TSR 1011AD&D underscore basic underscore set underscore player underscore S underscore manual underscore BECNI underscore ed underscore basic dot PDF page 50 of 68. Wind.
Yeah.
VoiceOver off.
Can I call Uncle G?
Here, you
want to
use this one?
Christopher, that should be on the floor.
Yeah.
All right, so it's a store thing.
Trying to move the chair out of the way.
Conversation. It's very nice to meet the King John. Take this conversation. Answer the phone, right, King John?
Okay, she's fine. If you want to move the chair, you can lift the cord and move the chair underneath it. But you have to be careful with the cord, okay? It's attached to things that could fall over.
Okay, Jonathan,
we're missing a piece. Right.
Can you go?
So pretty much only Christopher could have, or Christian.
Oh.
Did it.
Until
5.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Did it. Okay.
13. How can you do 20 13 before I started rolling? I
know.
Rolled that.
Okay. What it would have rolled.
Sure. Yeah.
That's
started
to move. Strength is... 14. intelligence.
Alright.
But how many is he doing?
Wisdom. 11. Same as mine.
Alright, so next is rolling for hip. On the back, where you have the classes, it also tells you your hip points right underneath the bottom. Or your hip height.
Okay.
Oh. I can't see where your points.
Where?
1d6 per level.
Yep.
And this is your point. Can I try it out?
So after, it's about to create a new character.
Alright. Come on, six. We roll one die.
You roll one die.
One die.
You only roll one die?
And you're a...
And does that help you point? Magic user.
Yep.
You do one
die. That's
your point. Let's go back. Let's go. Let's see your adjustments.
Do you know how many roll?
No. I'm not just saying.
Oh, wait. Uncle, can
you roll? Let's figure out your adjustments. You're just...
Abilities.
Oh, that's not good.
Okay,
so
roll again.
So, if it's 13 to 15, yeah. Put a plus 1.
Oh, okay.
Plus 1.
16
plus
17 is plus 2, 18
oh, okay.
Is plus
3. Oh. Just under your main one,
right?
They're
all
of them.
All of them.
Oh,
okay.
It's a chance of money.
No.
Plus 3
is just this one.
6 to 8 is minus 1.
Wait, 6 is minus 1?
6 to 8 is minus 1. If you got less than 6. I don't think I saw any less than 6.
So I roll 4. What do I do?
No. You don't have any less than 6. You're good.
So now you have 4.
These are all zeros. Huh?
4 plus 1.
Plus, yeah, okay. 4 plus your cost.
You have 5.
Plus
1.
So you said that.
So you have
5. 16
plus
8
is 5. Five
but
13,
14 and 16 was all
plus 2. The point is that
rectangle. 13. 13 to 16. Plus
1. 5. Definitely, yeah.
16 and 17
is
plus
2.
And I
see
them.
Alright, got it.
Yeah, you can offer if you want to. Alright, for all your hit points, add your constitution bonus.
Constitution bonus.
Oh, okay. What's our constitution bonus?
That's the constitution.
Alright, come back
to Christopher. So it's the plus 1.
Yep.
Alright, this will be 6.
I got pretty good.
Come on.
6.
Christopher,
so
we just roll and then plus 1, right?
Yeah. That's
good. Don't give me around.
Pretty good, Papa.
I offered it to him.
Yeah. I used all my lessons.
He hated it.
No, he threw it away. He hated it. That's okay.
You like it?
You don't? Do you like cheese? It's white cheddar.
White cheddar.
Mm. I think he's fine with that cheese part. He's the best. I think he likes the popcorn.
What's this? So when you roll in a d4, is that really a d8 or is there a
d4? Not d4.
There is a d4.
Wait a minute. I'm just looking for Little Red.
Me.
Yeah,
so those you roll inside?
I'm looking for his size.
This? I don't know.
No, I mean, but this one gives you roll inside?
You can. Oh, you can in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
He's very fancy.
Very useful.
Hey, I think, like, it looks like a 16. Roll Mary.
Yeah, this looks like 18. You know.
18 in a row. First time. Witnesses. So they're all dead. Last part, I don't know. Maybe someone will dead.
He's gonna need another,
6 witnesses, but they're all made up.
Christopher needs another D4.
No, 1d4 for your point.
But it says 1d4 per level. He has 3 levels.
Level 1.
Oh, I thought it was interesting. Okay.
The adjustment? No.
Christopher, roll one of these 2 things.
He adds.
Oh, John.
Sorry.
What?
Roll one of these.
Okay. What? I got it. 2.
Okay, put 2.
Oh.
2 hit points.
Whoa.
Wait, what does that mean?
Make a boy.
If you take 2 points damage, you're dead.
There's
no negative, right? You go 0, you're dead.
Yeah.
I'm weak.
Do you want to use a chip to reroll your d4? You might get a 4.
John?
But you have to use a chip.
Okay, do you want to go ahead?
Alright, roll four.
That seems fine.
Yeah, that seems fine. You rolled one, that's the only one that's on there.
Oh, I was going to use D4 or
D6? No, it's your class. Here, your thief.
Yeah. So thief is
you roll a D4.
Oh, I use a
D6. You D4?
Yeah. Yeah. That is pretty bad.
Okay.
You roll D4, so D6.
You should have rolled D4. D4, and then you got a plus one for your pawn.
So D4 plus one.
Maybe this one.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. No, no, 6.
It's the pyramid.
That is so unfair.
I think here we are. I'm going to see a dwarf.
Yeah, it's a pyramid. Yeah. Pyramid. So, and then you read the top number.
This one. Yeah. Oh, can I practice once?
Sure.
Wow, percentage?
Oh, so this would be 3.
Yes.
So open a lot. Great.
Now you know how it rolls.
The final tap is 10%
chance.
Oh,
so this is very, very unlikely.
2.
Oh, there's a 1 in 4 chance of rolling a 4, theoretically.
So it's impossible to get 4?
No, no.
1 in 4 chance. We just said it. It's 25%.
Okay. Why can I go with my...
A D6?
Yes.
One class.
So you guys... Oh, okay. Ooh. Which class?
You get 1 first on a spell.
Yeah.
Okay.
If oh, wait. I get spells. You have a credit.
Oh, see the draw of... Sophia rolling for the points.
You see?
I'll take
ventriloquism.
Oh, cure light wounds. I think that's a given. Maybe I'll take something unexpected.
Well, first of all, first level, 0 spells. For
wait, 0 spells?
Oh, really?
But you don't get any spells at first level.
Okay.
What? Why are you even a cleric?
What?
You want to change? You can change it now.
No, I can't. It's too late.
No, it's just I get 1 first spell. I don't know.
Clerks get 0 spells.
Okay, this is like, oh, I keep getting 2s. I mean, yeah.
Okay, so you ready to roll?
There's some heavyweight paper here. It's pretty good quality. Roll a gloss.
I'm gonna give a different one.
Roll a gloss on them.
Yeah, I think I bought just like heavyweight paper.
Okay, I'm just a fighter. With a strength of 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Really? You got a strength of 8?
That's pretty good, huh?
Well, okay, it's not great.
Well, you can ask me something else.
You saw my numbers. You have to ask.
You should ask Jonathan to roll for you.
I mean, yeah, eventually you'll get.
Okay, I'm gonna roll with
the Google dice. When you get the set, right?
And you can,
okay, he's not gonna roll.
You can turn on that.
Can I?
Oh, 4!
Well, you roll?
Yes.
I think she's like that.
No, I said right, that.
So you got 4 plus 1 for your top 5.
What is your password?
Oh, you should. There must be a way to ask, right?
Oh, I'm gonna back.
Yeah, when you go to the Wi-Fi, it'll. Wi-Fi setting itself.
Go to settings.
Okay.
Then Wi-Fi. And then click on TV fast.
TV fast.
And then it'll ask me. So I'll just share.
Yeah, I think the Google at D4 will.
Oh, good. That's
Android.
This is Android, so that's going to be hard.
Look at the story Jonathan made.
Oh, let's see. Can we see?
Gosh.
Wait. He wants to see too. Jonathan wants
to see. Has it changed?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now no one knows it. Not even Kevin.
Generated and even safe.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna memorize a generated password.
Okay, so magic user, I get magic.
So how do
we
get a password now?
Ask Kevin.
It should be easier for you because you have a
iPhone. Yeah, I have an iPhone, but what do I do?
So go to settings.
Yeah.
And then Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah. And then.
TGI fast.
Yes. Open that.
Actually, it's been working.
Say okay. Hopefully it'll ask me. Okay, the last one too.
So
yes.
Oh, it did. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Pretty nice.
All right. That is pretty nice.
I don't even have to do anything.
All right.
Read languages for two turns. A wow. Turn's 6 seconds, right?
No, 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
Oh, how long is a turn?
10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's useful. Read languages or read magic?
What are gonna need that kind of magic, like, just at this level? We need something like, you know, heal or magic missile.
Magic missile. One turn.
One turn?
That's what it says. These all say turns, not rounds.
Oh, are you actually connected?
Yeah, let me see.
Okay, so it's connected.
The other one. Right next to you.
What? This one.
Alright.
No.
Yeah, are you sure turns and rounds are different?
A turn is 10 minutes.
Just look at this.
So I get 10 minutes and one magic missile?
And 10 minutes to cast it.
That's a combat spell. You're dead.
Right, so the magic missile...
That's the duration.
Oh, duration?
It's the duration of one turn.
I think it just...
Sorry.
That's kind of weird. I think it just means once you cast it, you have 10 minutes to shoot.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, that's
not
bad.
I'll be like, watch where you're talking to. Whoops.
Yeah, that's still better than 10 minutes to cast.
Yeah. I think Jonathan really hang out with
Still popcorn.
Okay.
Yeah. Alright. I'm just quiet as I don't
want. Any of your
neighbors in your house again or no?
No, not that I know of. Actually, someone else is asking the same thing. They want to move to their neighborhood. I was like, no, not that the... Well, there was an old couple that sold their house, but the house hasn't been burned. Kurdish.
Have anyone tried a vegan? It has been good.
Try it.
Everybody's
tell
scared.
Me if you know the difference.
Do you like the name Mirabelle or Einzel better? I'm trying to name your character.
The name.
Mirabelle or Einzel?
Mirabelle.
Mirabelle?
How about like a fast
I'm
fighter.
A dwarf.
Dwarf fighter.
Dwarf? Okay, you're a dwarf.
Alright, this is connected now.
Wait, dwarf or fighter?
I'm a dwarf fighter.
No.
Dwarf or fighter.
Dwarf is a class.
Dwarf is a class.
Oh.
So, are you a dwarf or are you a fighter?
I wanted to be a dwarf fighter.
No, this be
dwarfs
a
are all fighters.
Dwarfs are fighters.
They're all fighters, though.
Yeah, they're all fighters. So, you're a dwarf.
So, you right now, you're a dwarf.
Okay.
Part of being a dwarf is that you're a fighter.
Okay, so by default, that's what I wanted to be.
Although, dwarf has a minimum requirement for something, right?
How about
this? Yeah. So, dwarf, you have to have a con of at least 9.
I have a con of at least 9.
Okay, then you can be a dwarf.
You can be a dwarf.
I'm a
what's
dwarf.
Your name? Bimini.
Whoa.
No, I was going to do Eisel or Mirabelle.
Mirabelle. Sounds good.
Mirabelle.
Can you tell, Chris?
Tell, spicy.
Oh, spicy bar. But can you tell, is it meat or is it...
It's not meat.
It's not meat.
You can tell?
Well, no, I read the package.
I know, but...
Can you tell if she didn't tell you?
It sounds a little tough.
Okay. And then?
It chews differently. Well, I can tell it's not beef. Once you chew it.
You didn't tell me there was a...
Do you have
beef jiggers? Oh, I see.
It's a little different.
Fried.
Does your son need a device?
Yes. Jonathan, well, no, he wants power. Jonathan, you want to use Danny's phone?
No, he doesn't want to follow.
Okay.
Alright, so everybody has their hit points.
Mm-hmm.
You can roll for your money. 3d6 times 10 gold.
3d6 times 10?
Yeah.
Oh. Alright.
He's already 18.
3d6 times 10 or
3d6
times
10. 3d6
times 10.
It should be around 100.
130. Oh, yes.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
I got 2 sixes. That's two.
Christopher, you want to roll for money? Here. For
what? Gold pieces.
Yep, these are all gold pieces.
Okay, I'm 16, yeah.
160.
Jeez.
What? I mean, he's watching me.
Yeah.
Do you want me to roll for you, Dave?
I got a 13, not bad.
I mean, I just haven't been looking at
it. So what, do we write the money down?
Christopher, write your money down. No. Where does he write the money?
Here.
Yeah. Dungeon Master, what do you say? What did you write down the money?
I guess on the back.
Yeah, money and
treasure. Oh, okay.
What are you focused on?
GP. 9. Gopi's 130. And PP must be G.
9 times 10.
PP is 9. Plan. No.
Ooh, that's good.
Is Plan? No. Yeah, Plan.
Plan, yeah.
Where's your pencil? Okay, sure.
There's no Electrum.
There's Electrum.
There's it.
Jonathan, what's the season? What do you do with it?
Silver, copper.
Who made up Electra?
I have no idea.
150. Yeah, I wish I both like stats that way.
No.
I know, 14 is great. Killed for 14.
No.
Yeah.
Alright, so, at this point you can use your money to buy a weapon and armor.
Ooh, weapon and armor.
It's on the creates on the bottom left.
Christopher, do you want to be an owl? You could be.
You
an
should
owl?
Leave some leftover for other stuff.
Who do we go buy?
Weapon armor.
Depends. Yeah. What are you? You're a thief. Mm-hmm. You can use leather armor, so you should buy that.
Yeah.
Thieves tools.
Nothing. I was gonna ask.
Oh, that's true. Thieves. You should also buy thieves tools.
Oh, but 25
gold pieces. Jeez.
Wait, what happened?
And if you're a cleric, you should buy a holy symbol.
You choose a 25. What? A holy symbol, right? A holy water? Oh, I don't need holy water. Holy water.
Armor.
Holy symbol. 25.
Jeez. These two, 25.
This is how they hit you, the clergy.
Wait,
Why?
Wait, what armor can you wear?
Heavy armor, right?
Yes.
Plate?
Yeah, you can wear a plate.
Very.
Can I buy an axe anyhow?
Axe?
You can buy an axe.
You're a thief.
Buy thieves tool that we use over there. Open locks.
Should you know where your armor class is before you buy equipment, or that doesn't matter?
Well, equipment manufacturer.
So thieves can use one-handed weapons, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can use a hand axe.
So pretty much everything.
What about magic?
You can get a silver dagger.
Magic users can use daggers.
That's it?
I think that's it.
Wait, what stuff can my elf buy?
Elves are fighters and magic users, so you can use everything.
So I get plate?
You can use plate and cast magic. That's what makes elves uber rich.
Oh my god!
Mind you, it takes you twice as much experience to go up a level.
So who knows that level one? Like, survive past the level.
So you're always be like level behind everybody else.
No more sword.
Short sword.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So what things does a magic user need? I imagine they need light stuff. Oh, I think he needs to go potty. Do you need to go potty twice over there?
No, don't wait.
Oh, <okay. laughs> I'm pretty sure I need to go. That's what my kid used to do. But he would just be like, Mom, I'm gonna pee.
Yep.
Guess I write it under normal items.
Yeah, let's see. Magic user.
Do stuff like backpack and oil.
How first
buy
stuff?
You'll buy that later.
I don't know what he can. It sounds like he can get a dagger.
Armor and weapon, that's it.
What else? What kind of armor can I
get? So you can, magic users, no armor, you can only use a dagger. So you can buy it.
Okay, what about other items?
You'll
buy
the silver dagger.
Silver dagger.
At least the silver dagger.
Someone should have a silver dagger.
No, but,
you know, there's no bacteria that goes on silver.
That's fine. Does he need any of this other stuff?
Not yet.
Okay. When he comes back home, he needs a silver
dagger. Very clean.
It's very clean.
Very shiny.
Okay, so I should get the best armor I can. Is there any limit?
You should probably leave like 10 or 20 gold afterwards, so other than that, you probably want the best armor you can and like a sword.
What? You mean a mace or a warhammer?
Oh, is she a cleric?
No, I'm a fighter.
I'm a cleric.
Yeah.
Me.
So cleric, you can use any of those four starred items.
Ooh, a slate, a club, a mace, a warhammer. I think mace is more of a... Maybe a warhammer. What damage would you get with this thing?
Pretty much D6. Is there weapon damage somewhere?
I don't want a bow.
Range.
What's a
hoogie? Mace is
D6? Oh, yeah. Warhammer is also D6,
okay. Yeah. Do you want a helm
hoogie, John?
Do you want a two-handed sword or a normal sword?
Doors cannot use two-handed swords, I think.
Shield and axe. Or shield and...
Something. Well, I can get a sword for a normal sword for 10 or an axe for 4. Do you want an elven cookie?
Okay, so you cannot. So dwarves cannot use two-handed or weapons or longbows.
Why are these restrictions?
Would you like some water, John?
Just look at the door.
The what? Door?
Yeah. Go to the door where it starts to start the door.
It just says the text trap, slide walls, flipping.
No, I mean, but each. It's 50 pages for each class.
Okay.
Right?
So you have this cookie. Okay.
You
should describe each class individually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or 12.
Could be many.
Oh, yeah. Chris has his armor class. Oh,
okay. Alright. Oh, that was a really good position.
And clerics can use shields, right?
Yeah, so it's usually like here.
Armor
yes.
Class.
Okay,
all armor, shields permitted, weapons any.
Alright, so armor class.
Special abilities.
Page 36.
No, but how would I know what my armor class is?
That's what I'm trying to say.
100.
Oh, see, armor class? So it depends on the...
Oh, this, it determines it? Or
I just
yeah, so if you're wearing a plate mail, your armor class is 3.
Okay.
And if you're wearing a shield, it goes down by 1. Lower is better.
Oh, okay.
Plate mail and shield. Okay.
Kitty, you have your own chair. Nice. It's mommy's chair.
Oh, battle axe, that's what you're saying. The battle axe and the...
Shield.
So we're doing
our own? Well, you can't use two-handed weapons, okay. So you can't use a battle axe.
Yeah.
So we just pay for it and then calculate how much we bought?
Yeah.
Okay.
What, you're a thief, so you can use leather armor.
Okay, leather armor.
What? If I had 13 and bow strength and intelligence, I get a 5% XP bonus.
Do I just buy a wolf, too?
Later.
Okay.
Let's just get weapon armor and...
So I bought this for a dagger.
What's the weapon armor?
Armor is... here.
Well, I got the thief 2 for 25.
Right. So you have to buy leather armor. Because that's the only armor you can use. So that's 20.
20 and then 25?
The 25 for the thief skull.
Yeah.
And then you can use any wood-handed weapon. So pretty much, short swords usually the best thing.
Short swords.
Normal swords usually the best thing. Because
okay.
It does DA damage.
Oh, I ate.
And it's kind of cheap.
Okay, 7. So 25 plus 20 plus 7. So it's 52. So I have 160 minus 52.
60.
I have 108 left.
Ooh, elf, mole, hobgoblin.
Okay.
Anymore.
Okay,
all right, and then you can write down your equipment in the back, probably.
Yep, yep.
Do we need to buy a sack?
Not yet.
Later.
Uh-huh. So now we just carry those. All you put those on.
Right now, yeah. You're just arriving in town with your weapon. All right,
got my stuff.
All right,
got my stuff.
So
AC, a hit roll table, and saving throws.
Okay, no more items, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then deduct your gold pieces.
Yeah.
Hi, Paige.
So, on page 36 of the character hit the roll table, everybody's got the same hit roll, because you're level 1.
Okay.
And it's got, on the upper right, the saving throws, so you can look at your class and copy them down. That one goes down.
So, if I wear plate mail, what weapons do you get? Two-handed sword?
Yeah.
So, to lower our money, right?
Yeah.
So the good dwarves get two-handed swords or no?
No.
Or should I get a spear? Because I get this spear versus attack.
You get a normal sword?
That's okay. That's what I was gonna
get. I should get a normal sword?
No, sorry. You can get whatever you want.
But I always know the following fight maneuvers. Set spear versus attack and lance attack.
We are not using those yet. I think those are expert rules.
Once
again, why not use the spider? It's gotta be confused with stuff that's like, I don't remember seeing this.
Okay. So.
These are the okay, Jonathan, Teddy, you have your chicken pieces already.
Okay. So I got my,
okay, only one
so
more.
Let's swap out in the game.
I'd be a good boy now.
Just in general.
The normal sword or two-handed?
The normal sword. Because it does D8 damage.
It's nice to get normal.
And it's one-handed.
Normal sword and a shield.
No more Teddy.
Yes, where's the shield?
Shield. It's under armor.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And if you want to use, if you want to be a, if you want to do D10 damage, get a two-handed sword.
Ooh, two-handed sword.
Okay, so I got an armor class is 2, and I do D again.
Right.
Okay. So we still buying the stuff, and then...
I think everybody bought their stuff. So they're writing down their armor class, hit rolls, and saving throws.
Do you need equipment, like rations? Oh,
yeah,
we're going to start.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go...
We gotta go.
Alright, oh yeah, sorry. Your hit rolls are already written down. Alright, so saving throw. So you are a T.
Saving
throws. Saving throws.
Why is having a silver dagger better?
Yeah.
So 13 death rate. So 13 here.
Oh,
okay. We have to look at the instructions, which may not be accurate.
Wisdom adjusts a specific thing, though.
Does it?
Yeah, I think that's the only one.
More cookie. There's no more cookie tree, John.
Mm-hmm.
John and the mommy said no more cookie, John.
No.
What?
I reject your explanation.
Okay, John, only one more pack, okay?
No, one more pack.
See? There you go.
Oh my gosh.
That's third.
Okay, Jonathan, not going. Oh yeah, ooh. Okay, Jonathan, no more, no more. We're gonna save one on the way back, on the way home, okay? No more cookies, John.
Cookie.
I know. Why do you like cookies so much, John?
Shield minus 1 AC, plate mail, 3 AC.
Okay.
2 AC.
Can we have some popcorn? Do you like popcorn steak, John? Okay, ready. No, can we give those to Teddy and John?
No.
Okay. One inside, okay. Oh, what is it? It's a lot.
Beef? Oh,
okay.
Don't
want to
give
John
the gun.
What about magic caster?
No more
cookies,
John.
No armor.
Yeah, so wisdom is only affects spells, which is that's not even one thing. It's like a third of a thing.
It's okay. I don't have
a
wisdom anyway.
Four,
normal,
1d8. Oh, okay. Mom, get up.
I have to get
it. It's in the floor.
I know. Let's get it to Teddy. Okay.
No.
Oh, okay. Mom, get two. Okay. Can we sit down?
Can we sit down?
Don't fall.
I know, try not to fall, that'd be a good idea, John.
Wish. Single most powerful spell magic user can have.
What are we looking at? Alright. Name, alignment.
Wait,
only magic users with 18 or greater wisdom
what's
score
the
cast wish.
That's because you have to be very wise,
yeah,
apparently.
Otherwise, you're gonna make the wrong wish.
Yeah. Apparently,
oh,
I didn't know that.
See, that's why you have to read.
Thunder!
What? It's in the future.
Thunder!
You're very optimistic. A lot of optimism. You think you're going to get that up to that level.
I'm wearing plate armor. I'm practically indestructible.
And a shield.
And a shield, yeah.
No more cookie for a while. Okay, sit still. No more cookie.
And six hit points.
Okay.
Too much poop for you, John.
So the other bad thing is he's going to be level cap. Because
at 10.
That's how he was. Alright. So that gives you, I think, 5th level spells. That's
oh.
That's yeah, adjustment in your same one base note.
What?
I don't have a plus one.
I think it's all
13.
No, 9 you don't get adjustment.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 13 to 15, yeah. You get a plus 1.
Oh, okay.
16 to 17, a plus 2. 18, a plus 3.
Contact powder plane.
Kitty, do you want to play DDO?
Animate dead.
Ooh. D&D, not DDO.
Okay,
so
see,
I just... D&D. Wow, cloud kills, will fit ball?
Ooh, can get cloud kill.
Alright, crystal spells. Crappy one.
Name alignment.
Magic missile.
What's alignment?
Alignment. Lawful good.
Lawful, neutral, chaotic.
There's no good or evil. Right.
Well, lawful is kind of good. Chaotic is kind of evil.
There you go.
Green!
Jonathan, you're gonna fall. Jonathan!
Wait,
Jonathan!
Are there deities we have to worry about?
Make it close to chair.
Not right now.
No.
Not right now. That's right. What am I worried about now?
There's actually no real world. Even though it's Mystara, but that's later on.
Lawful.
Oh, I see. The thistle hovers near the spellcaster.
Yeah, you threaten people with it.
Walk around.
Yeah.
That's to be 9. With your answer. Or else.
Lawful. Yeah. You have 9 minutes to comply.
Is it water? Did he? Is it some water? Okay, mommy, give her some water too.
Uh-oh. Not bad.
Name.
Oh, with the score 3, I would have had trouble speaking, reading, and writing.
Would have been rough.
I've just been this new, like, what?
I can write simple common words.
I just break things around.
Name. Cleric name.
Wow. Okay. Wait, it's pretty good. Elf guy. So you have 2 spells in your spell book.
I get 2 spells?
Wow.
I thought 1.
The first spell is always read magic.
Oh, right. That's right. I don't
care. So you can get 3 scrolls and
add to your
spell.
That way you can add to your spell. Okay. Very limited. The second spell, it says here for elves, can be anything. So you can roll, it gives you a list of spells, just roll randomly.
I have to roll randomly? I can't select it?
This is what your master gave you.
Alright.
So what do we do? Roll randomly?
This is why you find like your master hates you.
I was looking at this and I noticed that this talks about...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Based on
12.
Die 12?
Die 12?
No, no.
So, this should be the plus 3.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
so,
I have
4 impact spells.
Here.
And then there's...
But rebounding is here.
That's the second level. Sorry.
Bonus first.
That's all stuff. Right.
So you probably want to write down...
Oh, so re-magic.
Re-magic's already there.
Yeah, so die 12. Just ignore that. Re-roll that one.
Just get re-magic.
But then what about... I guess I'm wondering if you're going to...
You want a 12.
It says
oh, so 2,
4, 6. We want 6.
Don't
magic
this.
Christopher!
Okay. Where's
Christopher? I don't know. Christopher, are we going in there?
Is Randall?
Yeah.
I took
him
his bed. You
want
to go in there with his bed?
Yeah,
yeah,
it's fine.
I got 1.
Okay,
Charm Christopher.
Oh,
that's not bad.
That's not bad.
Get people here.
That's one of the ones you... I think you should have.
Okay, Jonathan, leave the water.
I told you.
I think Jonathan's gonna look forward.
So it gives me a good second spell for magic users. Charm person, magic
here.
Missile, sleep, shield.
You don't think she's here? Okay, mom, I mean take you to look for you. Okay, but you okay, Jonathan.
But else can fight, so they can get anything.
Christian's in he's taking a nap. Do you wanna go see Christopher?
Yeah.
Okay, but you can make noise.
Not taking a nap.
I think he's taking a nap.
So Christopher gets he has a spellbook. So probably put in the section spellbook. Okay, and the first spell he gets is a read magic.
Oh, he wants to look over some
magic. He find out?
Yes, he did. Okay, John, Teddy, are you done with the water?
I'll put it over there.
Is it done?
Okay. And the second spell he gets... Totally missed it. Sleep.
So he gets two?
Yeah, so that's in the spellbook. You have one prepared when you go out adventuring. At level one, so.
Read magic. You never know when you're going to get that.
When you really
like,
want
let
that.
Let me sleep for the day and I'll get back to you.
Let me sleep for 8 hours. Your name. Name.
Alright.
I'm
not named
Thunder.
What about
the languages you can
say?
Is there a list of languages?
Maybe say yes.
Elf, Moe,
Hobgoblin, and Orc. Alright, so first of all, you got your languages for being an elf?
Yeah, I'll write it down. Looks like we have four.
Dwarf, do you want your languages? Or dwarf?
Oh, no. Well, no, this is little, but I'm just writing down. But I'm actually filling out the sheet.
What's happening, Jonathan?
Okay. So he's just a human. Then he can have three.
That's true. Does he...
Okay, Jonathan.
So usually you don't have to write them down until you actually need it.
Okay. So is it three?
Usually that's how I do it.
Then, I just happen to know this.
Yeah, you just happen to know it.
So three in addition to common?
Yes.
Can you imagine?
Everybody knows common, everybody knows their alignment time. And then the demi humans have their own. Know a few more ones.
That's right.
Common. Right? That's only.
Common and your alignment time.
You can find one, okay.
That's an alignment tongue.
Like, if you're lawful, you can speak to other lawful people or creatures, even though you might have no language in common. But you can only talk about lawful stuff.
Worst languages.
Yeah. So it's more about rules and stuff.
You talk like lawmen, get along like lawmen. So going back to my sheet, I don't have any, since I'm a fighter, I don't have any special stuff like that.
Well, you're a dwarf.
I am a dwarf.
So you get some languages.
Hey, day 12. You're day 12. For my name. Seven. Which one's seven?
Okay, you want to write this? Seven. So you know. Dwarf.
Hidel Christian.
Gnome.
There you go, that's my name.
Goblin and Kobold.
How do you spell gnome? GM?
GM.
What about me? What about my name?
And
you take
said
one.
Make
one out.
Yep, Goblin.
Oh, my name's very simple. Thunder! Oh no, that's it. You guys shouldn't be calling myself Thunder.
I think you guys call Lightning.
Oh, my thief. It goes Thunder and Thief, right? It has a same
first. Yeah, Thunder and Thief.
Alliteration.
Yeah, yeah, that's very good. My name is Kito Kisra. Kito Kisra.
What's my alignment?
Kidel Crystal.
So you can put lawful, neutral, or chaotic. So are you good? Or are you more good? Or are you more neutral? Or are you more evil?
Neutral.
Okay, you can put the neutral. Very sneaky.
So, I have dwarf, gnome, goblin, and
kobold.
Jonathan, I thought he tried to use Crystal.
And then alignment. I pass. I don't know. Which, over here.
Well, you also know common. Everybody knows common. Everybody knows alignment.
Wait, the
alignments are law, chaos, and neutrality.
Yeah.
No. Right?
I think that's yours.
Yes.
Do you
want to
give one?
More chaos.
Chaos is more like individual freedom.
Okay. Evil. I'll stay away from human cities, typically.
Evil.
The magic user.
Non-humans are all evil, right?
What? Non-humans?
You have a door to it all.
Demi-humans are fine.
Oh, demi-humans are fine.
Yeah. Humanoids are not fine.
Humanoids, like, and
that's right.
That's right. Any PC class is okay.
And then my special skills.
Chaotic cannot be tested by other chaotic. Man. A chaotic character does not work well with other PCs. Okay, I mean, we'll pick chaos.
It depends how extreme you want to play.
Well, I have a racist person against non-humans already.
What?
What? No.
What are you saying? What?
Maybe humans are okay.
Alright, so, for a dwarf, your special abilities. Improvision, 60 feet.
Wow. Improvision.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wait, no point. I'll be neutral.
Alright, and then you can detect.
Okay.
Detect traps. Sliding walls, sloping corridors, new construction.
Right, yeah.
Wait, I get shouldn't dwarves get that?
That's dwarves.
Yeah,
that's dwarves.
Basically,
okay.
Under, you know, sort of underground construction.
That
detect traps,
because
sliding
marbles.
Walls, and what was the last thing?
Sloping corridors, and new construction. So those are your two special abilities. Very mining type stuff.
Wow, this floor is not level.
Yes.
What? Can you tell?
You don't even want to tell. No. You can just tell.
Cha-ching.
I'm gonna waste some money.
I spent that money on...
Useful.
Useful. Like a forge.
This gradient is 0.1 mean, degrees off.
There are no marbles in the equipment sheet here. So, obviously, nobody else can do that.
Detect secrets? Oh, wait. Or hidden doors.
Okay, you'll be quiet now.
Immune to paralysis from ghouls.
Oh, that's useful.
Yeah, it's very specific.
Like, if we're fighting ghouls level 1, it doesn't really matter, we're all dead.
True. I guess these, you should write this stuff down, so you know what you can do, Sophia.
I'm sorry?
Raise your thief skills.
So thief, for thief, there's your special abilities in the back, probably.
Hey, table.
Special abilities.
Oh, this is in the front.
In the front.
Yeah. So on the bottom, so okay. In that section, okay. You're going to
have thief.
You have 8 special abilities. So,
eight.
Open locks.
Okay. Open
15%.
Lock.
That's
not
high.
Okay.
Walls.
Okay. Find traps.
Right here.
Find traps.
Oh yeah, it's right there. So you could you could do, you could write that.
I don't know.
Or you just circle it because that's your sheet.
Okay.
So you know what it is.
Okay.
Or you know, yeah, you each have your own sheet.
I just circle that. Here. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. So you're level 1. Oh, the 1 column. What do you have?
That's a percentage chance,
oh,
though.
Okay.
So that's a really low percentage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, on level 1.
For the most part, you can keep trying.
On D6?
I don't know.
But my climb wall is really
D6.
Good.
D6. It says
yeah.
D6.
Move silently.
Oh, your climb is pretty good. Climb wall.
Climb is pretty consistent, regardless of levels of experience.
Well, that's
against the 1% can make a big change.
You don't fall to your death at level 1. Not easily.
But what race? Or does it matter? Do I need to be a race or something?
No.
Just not racist.
You're human.
Oh, we're human. Okay.
You are human.
Just not racist.
Right, Teddy?
Teddy, are you human?
He's not.
There's no...
Oh, so my armor class is... 2.
What's up?
Oh.
What's that in there?
I think they each look like their own...
Oh, I am just smart enough that I can read, write, comment, and alignment time. If you are less than 9 in intelligence, you can't even do that.
I can write simple words. I can read simple words.
Oh, are you? You're.
I'm 8.
Okay.
Where's the?
Yeah, that's right here.
Yeah, can write simple words. Yeah, simple common words.
Elf.
Oh, I can't write alignment.
No.
It's
that's
not,
okay.
It's,
you
it's,
have
it's not a real language anyway.
Yeah, you can just talk.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's all you need to do.
Yeah.
All the writing.
Special table.
Weird.
Except for hear noise, each number is the percentage change.
Thief is successive in finding ability. You know, nose is darkness.
Meanwhile, off character will fight to protect the group regardless of danger.
Oh, right.
You don't have to.
That's me.
The character will not run away unless the whole group does so, or he is otherwise safe.
That's me.
A Nito character will protect you as it's reasonably safe.
Looks like we're losing.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. We do. We're losing. We all back up more.
That's Tito.
We should still have salsa.
I know. Don't go outside, Teddy. We're gonna eat you. See, so what did it didn't make any noise?
Playing in alignment does not mean a character has to do stupid things.
What?
Characters should always act intelligently, as the intelligence score indicates.
Okay, so not really.
Zero.
And then treasure or portal value, do we need that or no?
I think so. So what? Money and treasure? Or?
Yeah. Is that just...
That's leftover after you bought your stuff.
What's EP?
It's a type of currency.
It's half gold, right?
Okay. So that's like everything added together. Okay. So he has 60 GP.
You have to have exact change.
Oh, I can turn on dead, that's right.
Sometimes. Yeah. You want to be more realistic.
Yeah. That's your special ability, huh?
Yeah. I'm an acolyte.
You can, seven. What do these numbers mean?
Seven die, hit dice worth? I'm guessing, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it doesn't specify.
I think we're almost ready.
No. Those are numbers required, I think, to turn. Die.
Wow.
I'm guessing.
Let me look back. Pirate.
I think that called. Yeah. That called. I need a little step to turn the skeleton.
It's so scary. Someone died.
No! It's dying! I'm like trying to scare
you.
Are you scaring Jonathan? Are you scaring Jonathan?
Yeah, I think turning is like 12, right?
Turning is 2d6.
2d6, okay, 2d6.
And then you want to get that number or more, I think, right?
You have to roll 2d6.
2d6, okay.
If the number is equal to or greater than the number given,
right,
it's successful.
Alright, so I can possibly turn the ghoul.
No.
Yeah, you can't. You gotta run.
Yeah.
What? Can't paralyze me. Gosh, 11 on 2d6? That's pretty rough. That's...
What
are
we
going to do? 3 out of 36, 1 out of 12
chance to do it.
What's your name? 12?
What?
Where's
my
app?
Yours is 12.
Mine?
Mine?
Mine
was
12.
What's your charisma? 6.
Mine
was
6.
I'm laughing.
Charisma?
6.
My charisma is 17.
Alright,
okay.
Christina, what's the current
one? Okay.
Eight?
My character name is Nagelers, not
Nagelers. Dwarf, what's the current one?
14.
Sorry if you're on charisma.
7. What do you mean?
17. 14. Wow, only two people have more than 10.
Don't have food yet. I have to wait. Teddy.
Yeah,
that's not a problem. Probably not. Because you're all screwed.
I don't know. D20.
What?
Oh, actually, you know goblins?
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
With the
hobgoblin.
She knows
Do you want to go potty?
There's the bathrooms over here.
Okay,
you can
go here.
Yeah?
Wow. Okay, don't draw mommy's phone. Try not to draw mommy's phone. It's a toilet.
No, yeah, leave the phone outside the bathroom. That's a really
Daddy?
Yeah.
Daddy? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a cleric saving throws. Where else
is
saving throws?
Is that close to a magic item or no?
You don't start with that, guys. Mm-hmm.
Teddy, do you want to lose weight?
Alright, my saving throw. Death ray poison.
Magic wand. Can we start the game? Or language, what's the language that we can pick from?
The language, you know, common and neutral.
Oh, common and neutral.
Do you have, and what's your int?
Huh?
What's your intelligence?
My intelligence is pretty high. 13.
Okay, and then you got plus one language.
Yes, I have.
You can choose that whenever you want.
You can choose what?
Oh, okay.
Your extra language whenever you want.
Oh, okay.
So, but you know common and you know neutral.
Okay. I can plus one whenever, right?
Yes, you can if you meet something and you say I want to be able to speak to him, you can just say that's the language I know.
Okay.
Ninth level, elves are commonly referred to as Lord Wizard or Lady Maga.
Lady Gaga?
Maga.
Okay, yeah, Lady Maga.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Who's Lady Gaga, then, John?
It's a word.
Okay, it's a word. What does that mean?
A word.
Okay. Does this a word have meaning?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes.
Okay, Jonathan, come. Okay, Jonathan, here. Play with this cell phone, okay? Use your cell phone. That is cell phone, no, you don't have a cell phone.
Alright,
you can learn.
Okay. How's the apple, honey?
I guess
I can put my dice away.
Oh, you get experience bonuses. Let's see, dwarves, maybe because they're very panicky. See your dwarf with me?
Yes.
Okay. What's your strength?
13.
You get a 5% experience bonus. Oh wait, are these in the basic rules?
Yes.
Okay.
Gotta make sure we're not cheating.
Well, I mean, these sheets are from the basic rules.
Experience bonus? No. Oh, but Do these sheets say experience bonuses? Actually, no, they don't bonus the.
I'm excited for playing regular D&D.
I figured the rule set will be easier.
Here's your rumor.
My rumor?
Rumor? What the?
I think there's characters.
We don't know each other yet, right? We haven't gone
through. This is the stuff you heard before you got here. Christopher gets three rumors.
But we're not a party yet, right?
Christopher, can you read this?
Well, you came
if
together
not,
to say
ask
care
ask
about it.
Uncle. Uh-oh. You can't ask.
So you could
parents.
So you could be friends.
Because we're not supposed to know.
Yeah. Only you know this information.
We could be friends.
You could be friends. You don't have to be. But you knew, you, I mean, you see each other because you came in on the same caravan.
That guy doesn't look like a commoner.
What?
It's
so, Christopher, yeah. Oh, shoot. I did it wrong. You're fine. What's your charisma? Because I was your charisma.
Hey. Is that mine?
So.
I was saving throws. Here we go.
Alright, so you eight, only one. 14. You should get 3, so I can give you one more.
Got it.
Oh, everyone else is priming it. Everyone has an experience adjustment for their prime requisite.
You're talking higher, right?
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay, we're in the same boat. You're 18. Get 10% experience.
He gets 10%. Yeah.
Charisma adjustment, -1. Reaction. Retainers. Is retainers the hirelings?
Yes.
Number 3. Morale 6. I don't know what these mean. How many retainers?
So morale is a 2d6, roll equal or more, like, you know, to see whether they run away or not.
Oh, is that right?
So high, well, actually no.
Oh, they're two.
Equal to or less, if they fail the morale, they run. So morale 12 is like they never run.
So Sophia should hire all the higher links.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have 17.
People like her.
People person.
What's that? That's it?
Yes, that's so not me.
What's your character?
Yeah, it's not you, it's your character.
She gets a retainer sheet. Cool.
Alright, we get 3 rumors. And Dave gets 1, I think, because we don't prove those bad.
What? What? You just assume it's bad.
Bad.
7? Come on.
Yeah, that's really good.
Comparatively,
it's like,
you know,
the
fourth highest in the party.
Some of these rumors are really weird.
I assume the rumors are adventure specific.
Yes. So I'm trying to.
Do you think it's funny, Christopher? You're being with me. You can pause it.
Alright. Oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
Stop. Okay. Let's go. Leave
17
alone.
Is
go.
4.
Go. It won't move. See? He's that back to you. Doesn't
matter. Oh my gosh. Why? Are they so far apart?
Sure. Whatever you want. I don't care.
What is it? Not dinner time yet.
Do you guys want to order food? There's
what food?
Chinese place.
Do you just want to go? Oh, I don't know. Probably want to go the ramen, but I think I'm gonna go forever to wait. So I don't know.
Well, there's a new Chinese place called what's it called? They call it the hand cart noodle, but they're like
King something.
They're
King of something.
No, they're just like regular Cantonese food.
Oh, okay. So do you want to go? Do you want to order food check-in?
But remember that then someplace they changed. No.
Oh!
It's better now.
No, so easy.
We went there with Chris's parents.
Oh, no,
so.
So bar soap?
Yeah, they cut it in half.
Okay.
They say hand carp, but it looks like noodles with whatever you want, and then they have regular Cantonese menu.
Interesting. Because normally hand carp, the hand noodles was never ate. Big on the
King Long Ramen.
Okay, we can try that.
But the ramen menu looks not very good.
Okay.
I don't know that place.
Do you want to go? Is that a takeout place?
Hong Kong style cart noodles.
They do takeout or you can go sit and eat. But since we're playing, probably like.
Take what out. Is it called again?
It's called like.
King Long.
Can you text me? Or, yeah. Chin Chan!
Okay, good job. Can you do it again?
Hey, I have to order some meat for Jonathan.
Jonathan, are you a meat person?
No.
Good job.
Yeah.
I think he presented to us.
Okay.
And the prices are better than your neighborhood.
Your neighbor what?
The prices are better than your neighborhood. Wasn't everything like
$18? Oh my god. Oh. Nowadays my neighborhood everything's $18-$19.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's so expensive. And $18-$19 actually for the one without the meat. The one with the meat is actually about $20. And there's a restaurant that we always went to after play badminton. That one, that place just shut down. Because the dish was like $16, but now they shut down.
Do you think it's because of the dish or that no one went there?
I think if I sold the business, I don't know. But I feel everything's so expensive.
Oh, man. The person who took this picture did not do a very good job.
We're for just like Kevin's game.
But you have a crunchy. Oh, I have crunchy for lunch, so I am. Yeah.
We're good.
Occupado.
Who's that? Is that mommy?
No.
Occupado.
Occupado. Who's that,
John?
That's not John. That was someone mommy. Okay, maybe order from that place. But yeah, let's not order too much.
It's an upgrade, right?
Where's your napkin?
Oh, I'm curious. How much is the...
Here's where your napkin fell into.
What do you call it now? How much is the charge for everything?
For the what?
She's looking at prices.
You know, four rumors.
Four rumors.
Yep. Not all rumors are true. Just our rumors.
Okay. So you only put one is true?
No. You know those four.
You don't have to
guess. They don't all have to be all
keeping in mind.
Just imagine you just looked up this information on the internet. Whatever.
Yeah. Just imagine you ask ChatGPT and it gives you an answer.
Can I share this with all of them?
It's up to you.
Okay.
Alright, so you got the rumor, you got your characters, pretty much done.
Yeah, I think we should share those rumors. That's where it makes it fun. Rumors, right?
Yeah, well, it's up to you. On your way to the keep.
Okay.
So let me give you a little bit of background. So, okay. You all... coming to the border of the kingdom, between the civilized lands and the barbarian lands.
Okay.
To make your fortune, fame and fortune.
Mm-hmm.
There is a border keep here, so that's where you guys are heading. And you're in a caravan with like, merchants. You kind of like, so they're giving you food and help protection and protection in return, you know, if you guys get attacked, you're supposed to help out. So near the keep, there are two things, two big things you know about it. And one is there is supposed to be a complex of caves where there are lots of monsters that have been raiding, that have that come out and raid the caravans and stuff.
What?
Maybe I should have said a second. The other thing is there used to be two heroes, Rogan and Zeligar, who had a headquarters complex here. Mm-hmm. So they used to keep everything clear from monsters, but these two guys disappeared like 20 years ago. They went up to the barbarian lands to do something, they got themselves killed.
Eaten alive.
Yeah.
Because
they've been gone for 20 years, that's why they're
is that quite to find them?
Ooh,
well, so one of the things is their complex probably has lots of like you know cool stuff.
Okay.
That's
so
been
treasures.
Yeah.
Okay.
And meanwhile, the Caves of Chaos is a different place.
Mm-hmm.
Monsters have come in because you know there's no heroes to keep them away.
Okay, I see.
So those are the two big dangers in this area.
So there's raiders and some guy that
disappears. Castle with treasures.
Yeah. So there's a heroes complex and there's Caves of Chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Border land.
Hi, and there's a keep. Yes, there's a keep. And
there's the
doorway.
I don't know. You want
to
meet
with John? Are the caves next to each other? Like by a river?
Okay,
John,
there's a wall.
Is there a key away from each other?
There's
a friend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, mommy, hug.
All right.
So
obviously, we're here to... What are we here?
You're here to make your fortune.
You're right.
Family fortune. So it's up to you. And you guys meet in the caravan.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Who am I talking to?
Jonathan,
how's
your
name?
Right,
this is a tavern scene.
So, okay, so you can actually, you probably should all introduce yourself with your name and your profession.
Oh, really? Profession? Like,
well, yeah.
Recognize the professions in the.
Yeah.
Is Steve a profession though?
Hello.
Yeah. Okay. No, these are dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
My name is Megalus. I'm an elf.
Yeah.
And,
Steve years.
I'm 0 days sober.
Okay.
Whoa.
Jonathan,
what is your name?
Jonathan, do you want to do
self-introduction? What's your name, Christopher?
Kit.
Kit? Yeah. And what are you? Magic user?
Yeah.
You're a magic user.
Hi, my name is Mira. I'm a Dwarven veteran.
Oh, a Dwarven veteran.
Let me help you get closer.
My name is Kidel Crispra. I'm a fighter. I'm thinking about becoming a cleric though.
Yeah.
Not sure yet. I bought this holy symbol. Maybe one day I can use it.
But you don't need a holy symbol to turn undead.
What is that?
Indeed.
No. You actually do it in case of you need it.
Yeah.
What?
You know, but
this is not third.
I'm just starting out.
Say
so,
that?
Yeah.
I thought I said it for turning undead. Of course, really? I read it from here.
I'll meet you later.
I actually brought my,
Hi, Jonathan!
The whatever, beginner's book.
It's my turn.
Yeah, clearly you don't want this.
Jonathan, go home. Who's Teddy? Teddy, but Teddy will fall asleep. Okay. My name is Thunder. I'm a very good one.
Oh,
you're a very good one.
Thunder is a very good thief.
But
good as in skilled or good?
Well, good is a generic term. How do you look at it, right? I mean, everything is comparable. Right?
I'm specifying good thief.
Better than you.
Well, at least I'm a level. I think I'm good for a level one.
What's a level?
Right.
Oh.
I got the red one.
Alright, I think we can just go check it out, see what this feels.
Thunder obviously is a very commanding presence.
That's true.
No, the power to turn undead is inherent in the cleric. He does not need the symbol of his faith or any other device to do it, unless the DM declares otherwise.
What?
Obviously, the DM does declare otherwise.
Let's look at the cleric class under turning undead.
Why do you have to turn undead for cleric?
Just always undead.
You know, I don't know if I'm a cleric yet because I have never seen an undead.
Those are
Right, undead are a bit are a myth. You want graph paper? I do have graph paper. I don't know if you guys actually want to map stuff because you know,
sure,
it takes a very specific.
Remember the Might and Magic games before they got all dumb?
Oh yeah, those are
Barcel.
Oh yeah, Barcel
too.
The spinners.
Oh, yeah. We're directionless.
Wait, man, I'm still
wrong. But didn't Barstool tell you what direction you were facing?
You have to cast a spell, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, yep. This plays very close to
the
one
that we have. I almost
beat it. Very similar style.
I know.
Half cafe? Oh, the, mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Just kind of things, right?
Yep.
Darn, I have no idea what I was looking up. One of you guys says something?
Turn on dead. I said,
turn on dead.
Oh, right. Can attack when you turn clear. Actually, use an attack. This doesn't actually tell you what you need. So right now you need a voiceover.
No!
Because otherwise, why do you spend 25 gold?
Yeah, why don't you buy a holy symbol?
Jonathan, you're not
playing.
You don't
know.
What? It says he can't.
Oh, this will save. It doesn't save.
No, Christopher, he thinks he's playing.
It's sort of a super quality.
Jonathan!
Jonathan!
Jonathan! No?
Which phone?
This is not for dying.
These were apples.
Yes.
Apples. Apples.
Well,
who's
right.
That?
That's
right,
do you need me to pick anything or are you guys picking the food? I wasn't paying attention to the food. Sorry.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm paying attention to the food. I'll check the job. The hollow one is
similar to the one that we went to in the Milk Pizza. Is this a ramen place? Myself, this
Rachel's mom and dad too. Oh, that place? Yeah, that was a good nice place. I don't.
A-O-R-I-S.
A-E-I-O-U.
What? There's a problem.
What's the letter?
Said there's no, little to no
the
way.
The letter of the
company. Well, Robin Parler?
Yeah.
Don't they open like at 6?
Yes.
B-C-G.
No, they open at 5.
F-G-H.
We went to Pizza Day, it was pretty good.
So you want to go there and eat? Or you want to take it back? They do take out too, but...
Yeah.
We just take it back. Maybe easier.
Why?
I don't know. What you guys want to do?
Well, you think Jonathan is fine. But we can
leave that. Jonathan's ones. They're pretty quick. Especially if they have opening. Yep. So do you guys want to go? Do you want to stay?
We can go.
Want to go? Okay, let's go.
I'm just drawing my
card. Should I call a reservation or don't worry?
Sometimes why?
You don't have a reservation.
Sometimes why?
Yeah, I don't think they have a reservation,
I don't think you can reserve.
No, you have to show up and put your name down.
You have to show up, yeah.
So, 367. Seven of us.
Should we call them to find out? Huh?
No, I don't think they do. That would be weird.
No, you have to be...
Oh, the call's at 8. Jonathan, do I go eat? Or I'll call you and Jonathan, oh, okay, Jonathan, be careful.
Yeah, be careful.
No, I'm not really full.
You're gonna fall off.
Hi, Mama.
Oh, hi. I don't think you guys took reservation, right?
Okay,
you guys don't take reservation, right?
We don't take a reservation here.
Okay, and is now busy or not too bad for 7 people? 7. I'm sorry?
At this moment, we have a table.
Oh, okay. Thank you. We'll be there. Okay, bye-bye.
How long does it take to get
here? Probably 10 minutes.
Okay. At this moment, we have a table.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Teddy,
stay here.
Teddy. Oh, we'll put a Teddy in the car. You know what? That's okay. We'll find. Okay, I think the off that will be okay.
That one.
Yeah.
So
that's probably his. I think he has one. He has kids.
Alright, so y'all arrive at the key. And after...
We're getting our worksheet done, right?
Yes.
Texas Tours.
I don't think it's too bad. Everything's so expensive. And this is a double sided one.
But I was like, Christopher wanted a new dice bag. So I was looking and I found it and I got one. Oh, I saw what quality, mostly
it.
The fabric. And then I looked at
like one of the pieces.
Yeah, it's not really well made.
And then the dice I separated from the middle.
Yep.
These are the ones I'm using right now.
Anyway, so after like wandering around for an hour in the keep, you can find that these are like the public stuff. There's like a little keep and there's an area around.
So, okay. This is what
I have
other stuff.
So, I invite stuff. And,
what do you buy? Anything?
Do we have to keep track of food that kind of stuff or no?
You will.
We will?
Yeah. Hey, wiki.js, this is your website.
Yes. So,
Oh my god.
So, basically, it's the keep and the six hexes around it. Okay. So, it might take you like 2 or 3 days to find, like, every hex is something. It might take you 2 or 3 days to find whatever the cool thing is in the hex.
Okay.
So, these are the public places within the keep if you want to visit. You switch to the middle tab. That's the area.
And my head is more than it is does.
Okay. Stable, warehouse for visiting merchants, smithy and armor. We don't need that anymore, right? Provisioner.
Right,
no. Dungeon, adventuring items. We should probably go there.
Yes.
Backpack,
oil, fast oil, lantern.
Loan, bank. Mirror. I guess that's if we need money. Dungeon square. What was in the fountain?
It's just what people kind of congregate.
Rations.
Do we need a horses or anything like that?
Usually not.
We don't have money for horses.
Horses are kind of expensive. And they die usually.
Travelers in, do we need a place to stay for the night or we're going to take off?
I don't know. What's the plan?
And then there's a tavern, a guild house. Ooh. We're not crafters, but can we... Is that something that we look at now or is that...
That's probably for later.
And then a chapel. So, you need the chapel.
Okay. Right.
So taverns, you go to town for rumor and to like hire people and think you need more people.
I need to level up.
And then the provisioner has all the like pretty much everything in the equipment list.
Yeah, I think it's the equipment.
Okay,
everything
let's call the provisioner. Okay, provisioner.
That's the photo. Those
so are the photo.
And you should go to the chapel.
She
pushes you towards the chapel.
Okay.
You're supposed to pray to God on our behalf.
Yeah, you don't know this is the right chapel.
I'm telling you what to do.
Alright, give this back to Uncle. Unless you want to
leave. You can eat,
Down.
Stuff
we buy at
price.
Yeah, they sell everything at the normal price.
Stuff we can visit.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Kristen,
so
can we put one
now?
Mommy, put your character.
No, if you're interested in going
anywhere. Jonathan down.
We can do the provisionary. Dungeon adventuring items.
Yes, that's all the stuff here.
Okay, Christopher, you might want to buy some stuff like food and things.
Well, what's recommended?
Well, so you can have...
What's your standard pack? We'll take the scanner.
There's
no scanner.
We'll take the scanner.
Well,
like I think that's expert set.
Well, what if we can go to the
lab? That's easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Small private room. Lots of common rooms.
Food rations.
We don't have money for rooms.
No.
True.
I'm just going to...
So, you probably want, like, scanner rations.
So the iron rations?
You can have 1 week standard rations, and then after that you need iron rations.
That'll be spoiled.
Because standard starts spoiling. For dungeons, you're going to need a light source.
A lantern.
And someone's going to carry the light source. You might want two people, just in case one person goes down.
Well,
get
the
right?
Yeah, they have information.
So
one of us should leave, one of us should be.
Okay, John, put it in the pocket.
So, Christopher can hold the light source, because he's not really blind.
It's true, he's not for you.
So, how much is that? So you're going to have a backpack with a lantern.
But infravision doesn't mean I can see in the dark.
Water skiing, they don't need like the...
It does. It's easy. I don't think you can't do is like read writing.
You're not gonna make us do anything like that.
I only see 60.
You just need food.
Did
he
hurt himself? That was a tinder box, you need that?
Yes, for the one. For the light stuff.
Yes.
So the one thing about the map is that the southern half, the southern half, that river is 100 yards wide. So you can't.
Really simple. Do you need a police department?
Can mommy hold you up?
Holy water.
The what?
Does him seem like,
Do
you need anything like a
whole
oil?
No,
voice?
He has stove.
What do you need
oil
for?
Well, the lantern uses oil. You can also throw oil on monster and then light it and then throw a torch at it. And have him catch a torch. Here you go.
A waste of torch? Is that 1 gold piece for 6?
That's true.
It's expensive.
Are you ha ha ha?
Let's clip. Yeah, okay,
Jonathan, Jonathan,
does
he
need a
tinder box
for the
monster?
Yes.
Jonathan! Okay.
So you guys are getting the lantern and the oil?
So this is pretty hard?
Yeah,
well, oil lasts like an hour, I think.
Oil lasts
one
an hour.
Like one oil thing.
I don't plan to be underground for an hour. Jeez.
Whoa.
Well, you don't know how long
you're going to be. Once you get underground, you realize how slow you are.
I got it right. I mean, okay, so for provisioning for you guys...
It's like a dozen feet a minute.
It's good.
Wow.
So far away.
What is it?
That's because we don't have a 10-foot pole. Is that 10-foot pole?
You can get one.
Yeah, yeah. Steve, you can get one. 10-foot pole. We each need a backpack, right?
Well, my next meal's
okay.
Oh my gosh. Iron rations 15, standard rations 5.
Alright, so backpack.
So we have to get the rations?
You should have at least 1 week. So standard rations is at least that.
How long does it take to cross the bank?
Okay.
It's like a day.
Okay.
So it's going to take a day to get, like half a day to get to the next step.
Okay, torches.
So
I'm going to put,
the rations.
Yeah, I think probably only one.
Five? Wait, you're gonna get two?
No, I think you only
one. Okay, so we get 1 5. Okay. What else can we get? Maybe we get some torches. Is it 6 of them?
What torches or lantern? Torches.
I was gonna get a little bit of lantern. He has money.
Don't fall down!
Tell me what you're thinking.
I have 60 gold left.
He's your fire!
Do we need a sack?
Don't fall
in.
Your backpack.
Your backpack's easier to use. More expensive. These are hamster.
Bag of holding.
Bag of devouring.
Yeah.
Is there any benefit if we get two?
To what?
Taste. Standard rations?
It's only good for a week. It'll spoil your
iron. Yeah, it'll spoil. You have to get a... After that, you want to get iron rations.
Iron rations don't spoil.
And don't give them practical.
Breadsticks.
So we only need one lantern, right? We only need one lantern.
Technically, yes, you only need one lantern.
Yeah, what unless we split up.
Do you need rope?
It's always good idea to split the party. If you like rope? You probably need rope.
Yeah,
you
need
ropes
and you need like you need spikes and a small hammer for climbing.
Yeah, if you need that for climbing, you can get for spiking the door shut.
It's just for Sophia, not all of us need spikes and rope.
One rope is what? 50 feet? No.
50 feet, yeah.
50 feet, yeah.
Well, Sophia also only has all the armor on.
So I get it 1 week in the rotation.
Are you okay?
Jonathan?
No.
Thunder. Spice. Anybody getting
Christopher, mommy's gonna spend $45
on
your money, okay? I got you a bath towel, Jonathan, can you get Christopher's jacket, please? He doesn't like it on the floor. Can you get it, please?
Jonathan, pick up the jacket.
Thank you, Jonathan.
That's for Christopher's water.
Yeah, then his water. We're just
gonna drink it. Don't drink my water.
Yeah, we all drink each other's water.
No, Jonathan, you have your own water.
You want
okay, Jonathan, water's right here.
You drink my jacket. I will probably.
Jonathan, your water's here. You have your own jacket too. Okay.
Christopher, don't keep me.
Werewolf.
How many plus oil do you think? Like three or more?
I don't mean werewolf.
Do you think three is enough plus oil?
One flask is 1 hour, you said?
Yeah. Hard to tell.
No. Jonathan,
does, you does want come with one standard charge?
No.
What kind of... Alright.
You should get more than you think you need.
Okay. Here, I'll get a lantern and some stuff, and then if we run out, we'll...
We need my torches to back up. Torches, super.
Okay.
I'll get some torches.
Here, Christopher. You have two torches. Let me spend your money. Mommy's good at spending money.
Spend it all.
Yeah, spend it all? Should I spend it all? You told me to spend it all. I just doing what you told me. I'm rewriting this so everything fits.
We only need a mirror, right? Maybe the thief needs a mirror. To look around corners.
You look around corners. Okay. In case you need a Medusa.
So, what is the working
wall of a Medusa?
What type of pole with the rope attached to the mirror?
I think on money I can do, I can buy some. I can even buy some wine.
Whoa, wine. That sounds like a luxury.
Okay,
so no, we don't all need a mirror.
How about you? Do I need to buy a backpack, maybe?
How much money does everybody have?
Before I spend mine?
I have 100.
30.
Oh, you should be very frugal.
Should I get a lantern of oil since I have a provision? And be like, screw you, humans.
What is provision?
Lantern oil?
Yeah.
What is in provision?
You also have any provision.
Yeah, but what is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can tell heat temperatures. It's good enough that you can actually... It's almost like seeing that.
I have a question. Can we always come back to buy stuff?
Oh, it's provision.
Is this our only chance to buy stuff, or can we come back to it?
You can come back later, but I mean, once you go out, you can't buy stuff.
We're gonna be venturing, so what?
Oh, okay. And then we should buy.
There are wandering merchants, though,
okay.
Probably.
Oh, wandering merchants—that's a random encounter, though, right?
I am gonna buy.
That's really dangerous for a merchant.
I know.
What else?
Some lone guy or a werewolf all around?
Secretly a high level adventurer.
Yeah.
Oh. Selling all the stuff he got from
werewolves. This is a Baruki app. Come on.
Are you asking for my help? Or you're
stuck. Anybody get in my carriage? I'm gonna get it.
You're
mail
stuck
her.
In your secret base?
You need
really
to
help or
you're
saying that? Do you really need help or not?
I'm just five.
I feel like.
Do we need a pole?
Are you really sick or no?
A pole? Yes. You need it.
Okay, I'm gonna need a pole.
Not anymore.
Anybody getting me or?
Yes.
I can get a mirror.
Okay. Rope, I got that.
Does improvision work on a corner?
I got that.
I don't know.
I'm
a
good cost. Think of it as it's like normal
movement. Change of
60 feet, but you can't
yeah,
read
but I'm just like
a piece of paper.
Would I be able to see it in a mirror?
What about torches?
Yes.
Do we need torches?
What is it written in lava?
Okay, we're also gonna get the
like
if it's written in lava,
anybody can see it probably.
No, that's a
if it's written in P, you can probably see it.
That's what I have plans to do.
Oh,
if I go four, then I carry
it's like
a
link.
I can go on too. Anyhow.
Jonathan.
Quiet.
So I invite you.
Okay, I got everything I can.
Backpack.
Sounds like I shouldn't buy as much as I think I should.
Probably not.
Well, Christopher has backpack, three flasks of oil, lantern, tinderbox, water skiing, one iron ration, one standard ration. And that cost him $45. Or GP.
Yeah.
I really should have food and a good backpack, I guess.
So and a water skin.
Okay. Now get a water skin.
Probably everybody should have a water skin.
Besides the backpack. Do we get a backpack or do we get a...
Yep,
backpack's probably better than a sack.
Okay.
More expensive.
I also get a flask of oil,
you
too.
Just, for the looks, you want that sack.
How long does the course last?
The course lasts an hour.
But the lantern, the oil costs two.
Right.
So you're spending two gold an hour.
Well, that's why I'm like, why would we get the lantern instead of the torch?
But does it illuminate more than it?
A lantern?
Okay, so torch, six turns, so 1 hour. It cannot be easily turned off.
Oh, okay, right.
A lantern uses oil. Oh, oil, one flask burns for 4 hours. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
What is it?
So three is quite a lot.
Nice.
A lantern has shutters, which can be closed.
And it is just throwing it on the floor.
Huh, that's weird. It says you can't see a pit in the floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
With information?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys got it. Put it back in. Good job.
Alright, well that makes sense then. Actually, that makes sense.
Alright, I'm
so
ready.
Alright,
read
provision, little guy.
Well, I didn't buy that much. I feel like, whatever.
What happened?
25, 26.
Okay.
So I have 34
left.
Okay.
What were you
saying? Should I get torches and lanterns?
Yes.
I got torches for backup.
What?
I don't think we got that many, because you got torches also, right?
Why would you need a pole?
I think we got today.
Don't tell me.
What?
Normally just to prop things, like if you're not sure that rubbish pile might have a monster hiding it, you just
Can you do that with your sword?
It's not 10 foot.
Really close. Also, you want to test it through the
trap?
The trap.
But I can sense traps.
Well, you can sense.
I can detect traps, lightning bugs, locations. I know it's a trap.
You can't detect all traps. Mostly like.
Then what kind of skill is
you
that?
You can detect pits. You can do that.
Like
things that would, like this wall and stuff like falls over. But like if it's like a chest, you can't fall into the trap.
Jonathan dumped the whole thing, so now he has to restart.
What's going on over there?
Jonathan dumped the whole thing.
Aww, what is it?
It's alright.
Jonathan dumped the whole thing when we were cleaning, so now we have to restart.
What would you need a spike for?
Spike the door.
Gold.
It says there's spike with
the monster chasing you. Close the door, spike it.
That's true. You can spike the door shut. Really?
Or spike
really?
It open.
And you can also use it for climbing.
Stop. Pushing pad. Oh no!
Or spike it open.
Yeah, I'll spike it over.
What's the climbing skill like?
Only if you can climb, I think.
You're right, only if you can climb well. And that's true.
Yeah.
So otherwise, it's probably some sort of dex roll at a negative, so that you're not better than the thief.
Actually, you'll put them in.
Oh, look, that's... It's going to have to leave the
temple
about that, so it doesn't matter.
Don't fly ahead too much.
That's fine.
Yeah, just have a thief on the head and lay the rope so you can just leave the rope.
I'll stay in the back.
Okay, so leave the back, right?
Huh?
Are you on it? Well, because she's never... I guess when we go underground.
Right.
So I was thinking of find someone's getting back.
I don't know. You have to be quite a bit in front of that. That's the problem.
What's quite a bit?
Well, you have to be out of the light range. You have to be in the dark range.
So then that means you're getting the rope and everything like that, Sophia? You're the climber? I'm sorry?
You got the rope and everything?
Don't ruin it.
Yes. I think I ruined it. I'll tell you what I bought. I pretty much buy everything I could. Backpack, flask of oil. I did get a holy symbol of holy stuff.
Well, that's
a lantern. I did get a lantern, but I get the mirror.
Okay.
I also got the pole. I also got the rations. And then I got the standard rations and also got the rope. I also got the spikes.
What about thief tool?
And I got a small hammer.
What?
A thief tool. I also got the, I already got the box. And I got the torches. I got the water skin.
Yeah, okay.
Go to the wine.
Wow.
And wolfing, just in case.
Oh, I did get a wolfing.
Oh, you literally wolfing.
I don't know what wolfing is for.
It's for a werewolf.
I know, but I am not a
werewolf hunter.
I don't think
that's right. Werewolves are a myth.
Okay,
they don't exist. Just like undead.
I think I go with the holy stuff, right?
Well, they're high level. you don't mean it's low level dungeons.
Hey, I got some wine. Maybe I'll offer the wine. I don't know.
Never know.
Jonathan, you want to call Uncle Chi?
Does the holy symbol do anything other than help this guy?
Oh my god.
Holy symbol is used for turning undead, so you gotta be cleric. And you show the holy symbol and they go, got a holy symbol.
And they'll get negative twice.
Well, I'm just like, if there's a vampire and I'm not a believer, would it do anything or no?
Would not do anything.
Oh, you have to believe then, please. Yeah.
What about holy water? I don't have to believe in the holy water.
You don't have to believe in holy water.
True.
So holy water does damage to undead.
So does my sword.
True. Usually a sword also does damage to undead.
Finished.
Good as new.
Alright.
Unsorted.
Pretty close. Pretty close.
Let's see. Well, I put optional stuff at the bottom, so let's see how much I have.
This is the one.
He messed it up.
Okay. Thanks, Cooper.
Was it me?
Yeah.
John, found him out.
He also helped make a more mess.
That's alright. I see all this popcorn here. That can't all be Jonathan's desk.
Perhaps it is.
Yeah, but some of it is.
This popcorn is Jonathan's. Yeah.
Some of it is full. You certainly need a lot of popcorn.
Okay, so, you got all your stuff?
Yep, yep.
So, yeah.
So, did you want to do anything else in the keep?
There's the tavern, right?
There's a tavern.
Down, 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 down.
Hear some rumors? Do we have to take our drink to hear rumors or not?
Oh, thank you.
Yes,
how much do I drink?
Gold, probably.
One gold? I mean, you can get them with silver, you know?
Or
copper. One quart of wine is one gold, so it can't be that expensive.
Yeah, yeah. Ale, one electrum. Wine, an electrum. Small beer, silver piece.
Small beer.
Honey mead, a gold piece. That's gonna be good.
Honey mead, huh? That's good stuff.
Bark tea, silver piece. Those are the drinks.
What's that?
Bark tea.
Bark tea. Okay, no, I'll have a small
bark
beer.
Tea.
I'll have a small beer, so I should break my gold piece.
That's right. They'll give you change.
That's what? Ten in one?
Yeah, 10 in one.
Let's try the new! Let's try the new!
Okay.
Why try the new?
Alright, I'll get a small beer, and I'll,
You just talk to people,
yeah,
whatever, blah, 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 blah.
The rest of them just sit around watching you.
Sure, let's do whatever you want.
You can drink a drink.
Alright,
Oh wait, I'm ugly. Why am I doing this?
I don't know why you're
here. Yeah, Jimmy, here.
Alright, so.
I'll just get it.
Roll through D6.
Roll D6?
D6.
But so they're drinking at the tavern. Because we're trying to look at a real
Equal to or less than your charisma.
Equal to or less.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's impossible.
That's not impossible.
Okay.
The ball is the
restroom. Of course, though.
You know, you just get some... You get interesting conversation.
Okay, what was the background conversation?
Yeah, a relative
conversation.
Go down to the restroom and let me go.
They
go
to the restroom.
They start talking. Then they see my face and they stop talking.
What happened to
him? No, stop paying attention. Go. No one knows. Where'd he go? I think he's over there. Do you see him? Oh, he must be a good hider.
Where's
the
duffer?
He's hiding.
Maybe he's hiding.
You want to go puppy?
What
are
you looking for, Chris?
Yeah.
Wow, how
did
you lose
a Christopher!
Christopher! You can't look over
the
table, alright?
Where's the best?
You should win there. Okay, wanna go? Okay, Jonathan. Okay, calm down. Come to mommy. Okay.
You know, I feel like I should drink a beer too.
Come on, Jonathan.
The second the most ugly person.
Hey, sure. Just because we're ugly,
don't even. I mean, hold on.
What does that have to do with beer?
Yeah, we get
this. It's one silver
for small beer.
Yeah.
What is
the food stuff? Okay. The people are the thirstiest.
Yeah. I'm just keeping you company.
Okay. Okay.
Charisma 6. There you go. There's 3.
Oh,
yeah.
This is out. Okay.
Nope.
Almost. Like, I would think that if I use rolling low, I should be good at the...
Yeah.
At
this one. Yeah, that's how it works.
Oh well.
But how it really works is you only roll your stats low, everything else high.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was 6. Get it.
Where'd Chris go?
You're along with everything.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, it was a small beer, then. That would be.
Well, I mean,
Yeah, okay. Maybe you want to come back. Jonathan, you want to go watch and learn?
Wait, do I have to be religious?
Okay.
What?
Is that Christopher? Jonathan, Christopher, right behind
you. You have a dwarf guy.
Watch out, Jonathan.
A what?
A dwarf guy? He's a dwarf guy.
But I decide whether I'm
whether you're religious?
Yeah.
That dwarf god, though, thinks vampires are okay.
Really?
No. Dwarf. I don't know. I don't forget what the dwarf god likes. Probably gold.
Well, I'm wondering, I'm trying to think of my character concept if my dwarf would have a holy symbol.
No. It's D&D, basically D&D.
Probably not.
No, unless you're a holy symbol. Unless you're a cleric.
Yeah.
Even clerics are not like the ones here. It's so heavy.
Okay.
There is later on. Later on they have.
Okay.
Jonathan, do you need to go potty?
No.
Okay.
Later on they have the paladin Avengers.
Okay.
Whoa.
Just for one more shooting.
Not even basic staff.
Don't
call mommy. Just call
mommy.
No, my staff.
John.
Probably not. You would not have been a good paladin or Avengers.
I don't think I'd be a really good adventurer, period.
You don't know.
Why am I here?
You don't need stats to adventure.
Alright, I'm ready to go.
Here, you can just use this random generator. But, my mother was a farmer. She's dead. Killed my mom.
Oh.
Father was a politician. He is also dead.
Generates the
difference.
I have an older and younger sibling. But they're dead now. They're alive and well.
You know, I found my wallet in my pocket at one time.
What happened?
Today?
Oh, I could have looked when I was at home.
Well, I know I had it in my pocket at one time.
I wonder if it's
going
to
be
a
wash
in my hands. I made it
educational
for sure. Oh, what were you teaching them? The ABC.
What
comes
after the... Yeah, I'm not going to
better.
I don't even
know what it is. Better.
You've got to
come after one.
Unless you use one.
Cool.
Okay. So the only thing is you could hire mercenaries.
Five.
Well, there aren't any today.
Mercenaries?
It would just be like,
seven.
First level fighters?
Eight.
Oh.
What comes after eight?
Nine.
That's Bard. Can you make a background?
Welcome
to Mr. 11. Let's like a GP a day.
13.
What? One GP a day.
Yeah, it's too expensive.
14.
I don't know the price range.
15. Welcome to
15. 16.
Ooh.
16. I was born in an elven forest, far from the troubles of the world. Your parents are both still warriors and mages. They taught you everything they knew. You were quick learner, seeing you able to hold your own in a battle.
20.
One day, when you were still young, a group of orcs attacked your village. Your parents are killed.
That's how
you're taken captive.
Oh, it is a good paragraph.
No, this is Bard. This is different. This is AI. It's AI. You were forced to work in the orc mines, and you suffered many hardships. One day you managed to escape the orcs. That's probably why I'm fluent in orc. You fled into the forest and lived there for many years as a fugitive. You then just survived on your own, and you honed your skills as a warrior and a mage.
Oh, nice.
When you hear rumors of a group of adventurers who were fighting against orcs. Yeah, you guys want to fight against orcs?
Yeah,
we are.
You decide to join them.
How many fighters do we have?
You fought many battles against orcs and you helped liberate many villages.
Wow.
After the war.
Are you still in the war? Are you doing something wrong?
32. 33.
But we will find level 1 monsters, right?
Yeah, usually.
34.
Although, you still gotta be thorough.
CR1, not level 1. CR1.
Wow. Don't go CR.
Maybe CR1.
There are like one hit die.
So, Mark will generate like 3 of these, so I get the other one. I was born to a noble family. Blah, blah, blah. Are my parents still alive?
40.
I don't know if I can drink wine.
Oh, you're one of those dwarfs. One of those bark tea drinking dwarfs.
That sounds like something I would do. 42, 43, 44,
5,
6, 47, 48. I know. They don't really talk about...
You like the imported bark tree, because there are no trees in Northland.
100.
We just scraped the mushrooms off the wall and threw it in the water.
Like a tea.
Like a tea.
Alright, so,
seven.
Once you are outside, where do you want to head towards? There's forest all around and a swamp.
Ten.
Yeah.
It's sometimes
we forget this one too. Oh, you know, I guess if you use the road, you get there faster.
2, 63,
64, 65. Are you okay, Tiddy? You want some water?
68.
Are you okay?
69? 60, 10.
You want something?
No.
60, 10.
That's still pretty good.
It's okay. Jonathan, you only want 100. You can't count 100, that's it.
I guess, if you want me to generate 1, 2, for my, what am I?
That's up to you, man. Whatever you want to advance the story.
7, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 95, 96, 97.
899.
Alright,
see my
backstory.
And what comes at
100?
100
works. Got it.
Sure,
feeling bad. Works bad. 100.
So I got to stand.
Lantern, food, water, dinner box.
Alright.
109.
Oh.
110.
Yeah, they were busy last time. Oh, Christopher, you wanted a character generator for Papa? You can get your backstory.
What do you mean character generator?
I asked Google.
Papa asked Google to tell him what his character, how he came to be. You want to ask Papa to do it for you?
Yeah. Wait, does it just do random things?
Yeah.
Unless you want to make up the story, you can make it up too, okay? So what was the map again? I'm trying to figure out what my rumor said, I forgot.
Here's the map.
Okay, so there's a forest, swamp, and a river.
Yeah.
Okay.
River, river.
All the pink tails are Roland and Zelvius complex has more than one entrance. And in the Cave of Chaos, try to find different creatures with a different cave.
What do you want?
Apparently we need to look for some caves. Where's the lowland?
Yours is over there.
Deep review of company attempt. Just in case you forget.
Make a intro.
Okay. I roll one dice, right?
Three dice.
Jenny,
you have to be invisible.
So I
want to
roll
both
highs.
You can turn those
to your int. My int is 9, and I rolled a 9.
Okay, so basically it's hilly. The hills are over here, in the top 3. And it goes down to the river and the swamps.
That's more than one?
Yeah.
You also want chicken with it?
So
it depends. If you think caves are in hilly region, then...
Let's go to the hill area.
So basically, so the easiest one to get through is on the road, or you can just go off road.
I guess we can look on the road and then we'll head that way.
Okay, so you want to search this text?
Yep. Yeah.
So in general, you
know, maybe someone else has a better idea.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. So she wants to go here.
Okay.
Where so you can get I hear there's some caves with some entrances.
Right. Here they're by a river.
Near a river? Did you need to go near a river?
What the? I thought.
Well, isn't the cave like in a hilly area, or you think it's low?
I don't know. I've never been here before, honestly.
All right. Well, no one has a better idea, so we're gonna search that one by the river. That was there somewhere.
Okay. So you go there.
Hold on to Christopher. Take a nap.
Christopher, here's your backstory. You're born in a small village on the outskirts of a large forest. Your parents were both farmers and taught you everything they knew about the land and the plants and the animals that lived there. You were a curious child and you loved to explore the forest. One day, when you were exploring the forest, you came across a cave.
Mm-hmm.
You decided to explore the cave and soon found yourself in a large chamber. In the center of the chamber was a pool of water,
mm-hmm.
and in the middle of the pool was a pedestal. And mm-hmm. on the pedestal was a book.
And what does it say on the book?
You picked up the book and you began to read it. The book was about magic and it taught you how to cast spells.
Oh.
You were fascinated by magic and you began to practice casting spells. One day, a group of bandits attacked your village. Your parents were killed in the attack.
What?
Like you were taken captive.
Oh my god, this is so miserable.
The bandits took you to their camp. They forced you to work with them. You managed to escape the bandits and fled to the forest. Hey, you lived there for many years as a fugitive. You used your magic to survive and you used it to help others who were in need. One day you heard rumors of a group of adventurers who were fighting against the bandits. You decided to join them and you quickly proved to be a valuable asset.
Are you sure you didn't escape from the same bandits?
You joined in many battles against bandits.
Are you sure those are right bandits?
After the war, you decided to travel the world. You wanted to see new places, new things, travel many different lands, and you had many adventures. You're now a skilled mage. You're always willing to help those in need. You're always willing to fight for what's right.
Okay, how's the chicken today? What's the chicken today?
Christopher, what's your alignment? Are you? What were the alignments again?
Lawful, neutral, chaotic.
Lawful, neutral, chaotic.
Oh, wait, what?
Do you want to be lawful? Chaotic? Lawful means,
yeah,
like, you follow
just
the rules. Chaotic means you don't follow rules, and neutral means, you don't care.
Well, chaotic just means you can't be trusted.
Yeah. It means, like, you break the rules, too.
The lawful.
Do
you want to write yourself? You want me to write?
Well,
it means, like, you might be, like, a police officer.
It's very similar to my backstory, except mine had orcs.
Yeah,
he found a magic book.
Mine's
did you
pretty
find
no.
Yeah, here's a backstory for my character. Kidel, Chris Brock. Whatever.
Okay, so
in a small village in the middle of nowhere.
Maybe that was your original name. You changed it later on.
It's cool.
Pants or farmer. I see a theme here. Growing up, helping them with a chore, kind of gentle child, always trying to help. One day, when I was 10 years old, a group of bandits attacked me. They killed my parents.
Okay.
They stole everything they had. I was the only survivor. After the attack, taken in by a nearby monastery, the monks taught me about the ways of the gods, and eventually became a cleric. I have to use my powers to help others to protect the innocent. I'm now a level 1 cleric. I'm strong in her faith, always willing to help those in need. I'm kind and gentle, so also a fierce fighter when you need. What is she? Oh. I need to be, I guess.
That's how you band together. Your parents were all killed.
Wait, I actually found out by the same group of bandits.
Yeah, they're orcish bandits.
What about my story? Can you read my story too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I also got a story. Also,
in our dreams.
help you save the text.
That's
so really that, you know.
That's fine. That's pretty easy. Stack in a bar. Get something.
The level one.
Yeah. Cleric's killed. Monks. Whatever. Cleric.
Bandits raided village.
Killed everyone. Monk survivor.
What's the story? A man shared a sim story.
Wait, you have to type it. Wait,
oh, that's us.
Yeah.
Christopher, do you want a lantern with oil or do you want a torch? What kind of fire do you want? Torch or a lantern?
I guess a lantern.
Okay, I'll get you a lantern.
Alright, so roll one. Roll 1d6.
One.
Okay, and then I guess I'll roll the second one. Alright.
You're sleepy, okay. Oh my god, I'm sleepy under the same.
Look, so Chris was trying to pick. Maybe we can go take a nap.
Should I get spikes?
No? Is that at 8 o'clock?
It's 8:20.
So about 8:20?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be wake up.
It's my turn with...
Oh, it will wake you up. Christopher wakes up at like 7:30.
Oh, so you mean he went to bed on now?
He goes to bed at 8:30.
Well, oh, now. Okay. He'll fall asleep like, you know, like 9:30.
Yeah, but he starts laying down at 8:30.
That's nice.
And he's gonna put Jonathan in the place for you.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're both laying down on the same blanket. Oh, maybe they need help getting cozy. I think you have too many things there.
Here, let's get them more cozy.
Doesn't this pull out for now? Yes, it does pull out.
Can you help?
Yes.
Can you help?
Yes.
Karina, I
want you
to help.
Okay.
Wait.
You want your backstory or no?
Yes.
Let me make you a little better.
Yeah. You have to read it out loud.
Wow, Santa was born in this little village in the middle of nowhere. He was a small child, but he was always quick and agile. He loved to play pranks on the other children, and he was always getting into trouble. When Santa was 10 years old, he was caught stealing from the village elders. He was sentenced to death.
Oh, jeez.
He was sentenced to be whipped, but he managed to escape. He ran away from home and lived on the street for a few years. During his time on the streets, Thunder learned how to survive by stealing and scavenging.
Scavenging.
Also learned how to fight, and he quickly became one of the best tanks in the city. One day, Thunder was caught, stealing from a nobleman. The nobleman was impressed, but Thunder skipped, and he offered a job as a thief. Thunder accepted the job, and he quickly became one of the noblemen's most trusted employees. Thunder enjoyed his new life of crime. But he always felt like something was missing. I lost that. Well, I think I like my story.
Well, your parents still alive?
Yeah.
It didn't make
sense. Well, they didn't run away.
Yeah. But at least I'm a thief. That's a job looking for a noble man. That becomes one of the best thieves.
Why you sound adventurous?
Yes. Well, then I missed that. I missed that.
Go there.
I didn't think in the story.
Did you read it? Is it good?
Yeah, it looks good. And then I missed that.
Her parents are still alive.
Yeah.
What?
And then I can read it. I'll open it.
Throw out the word.
I know. I love
it. But when she joins, she tells us her parents are dead.
Oh. All right.
Very cool. You can see what Chris is today. I'm already making mommy dead. No barking. Were you barking?
Let's see. It's got history. Oh, yeah. No, yes. I don't have history. No, it's gone.
How'd you find it before?
Just go bark.
Huh?
Bard. Go Bard.
You can sign up for the public beta of Bard.
Oh, okay.
Which is the AI. Or you can use chat.
Fine. I'm sure if you put in the same thing, it'll give us something similar. So, I'm out.
Okay. Okay. I'm
totally different.
Each story is unique.
Unique.
Okay. Yes, I think my story is actually pretty good, right?
You think it's better than mine?
Yes.
It's not better than mine.
Can't still alive.
Yes.
Monica,
and the best thief.
The only survivor.
I'm the best thief. And also have a job as a thief, working for a noble thing.
What?
And also have a dog named Teddy.
Yeah, but that didn't really make sense.
Why? Teddy, are you my dog?
You're stealing for some nobleman?
Yes.
That's what we're talking
about.
It really does not stress that hard.
Oh my gosh, what are you doing? It's just for show.
Oh,
you're gonna make it tip over.
No, that's fine. Well, the left one is coming out of the wall because Jonathan got to it.
Ready?
You can re-anchor it.
Oh, yeah. One day he was pulling off the drape.
It was covering himself. Yeah.
But it's alright. I'll fix it something. Okay.
Don't lie.
Well, if it falls out, he'll fix it.
Yeah,
he had a lot of time so far.
Well, he had better things to fix.
I only think about it once a month.
It really hurts. You know, being a little wobbly.
So let's see. Are you sort of like in a group looking around? Or do you like how split up, or do you have someone in front?
We cut our whole ground that way.
That's true.
Wait, what's my wisdom? Oh wait, no, we should split up. Oh wait, I'm the cleric. Hey, wait. No, we should split up. Just stick together.
Stick together.
We're only level. I mean, we're very
inexperienced.
Yes, we're very green. So.
And all our parents died.
My parents died.
My parents died.
I'm lone survivor of my village.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
that's true.
Oh, my parents died.
Yeah, let's know something about my parents. Want to know my backstory?
What's your backstory?
Yeah, what's the story? You should tell us the story. Yeah. And so far, my story is the best. I am the best thief in
ever?
The city. No, just in the city.
In your village?
And you're still level one.
Yeah, still level one. Must be a small city.
I work for a nobleman.
That's right, Teddy. I have a dog named Teddy. Who is as wet as the snow.
No, I'm...
No, not the Nolan's really a con artist and Fred.
What?
We're gonna go back to
I came from a tribe of very proud dwarves. We like watching things. Oh. And part of our culture is we have to go out into the world to prove ourselves. And then we have to go back and tell our people all our stories.
Are your parents still alive?
Yes, they are still alive.
Wow.
I might as well make it up.
No, I just made it up.
Oh, wow. That was very... You're very good.
Thank you.
Oh, well, you're the only person with parents.
Yeah. Yes.
No, she has parents too.
No.
I know.
She does.
Yeah.
She got caught stealing and had to run away.
Yes. Did you tell them that your parents are alive?
If you didn't say my parents died, my mother is still alive.
No, we're telling our backstories. I said my parents died, and Luke said his parents died. So when it came to you.
And Junior said his parents died too.
No, he doesn't say anything about my parents dying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got caught stealing.
Of course his parents died too.
Christmas parents died too.
Oh, okay.
So we said three party members and parents are dead. So when you were introducing yourself to our party,
did you mention your parents at all?
I didn't mention anything about my parents.
That's just the way of the world, really.
The dark
world.
My parents are still alive.
They're still alive, but
my parents are still alive.
Wait, right. You said your parents are still alive?
Yeah.
I really don't like her.
Who cares?
Also a dwarf.
Jonathan, are you okay?
She's a dwarf.
That's true.
I think that, Jonathan, I think you need to...
Of course.
Jonathan, can you come to mommy?
I was really short this morning.
Can you guys go take a nap?
So I bucked away and he like...
And you come upon two big things. Oh, actually.
Magic whistle.
What?
You have 10 minutes. You have 10 minutes.
What language do you have?
Me? Oh, I have like elf, gnoll, hobgoblin, orc. Which actually, gnoll, hobgoblin, orc will come handy in this adventure.
And then the dwarf speaks.
We need to go back to that.
I speak dwarf, gnome, goblin, kobold.
Okay.
Oh, covers everything.
I just assume if you can speak it, you also know about these monsters. So you encounter two big orc type things. They're not orcs, but they're bigger than orcs.
They're bigger than orcs?
Yeah, but they're not like, you know, giants. So they look kind of tough. And they're standing, looks like they just killed someone, like a human. They're just kind of like, prodding it to make sure it's dead. And you're in the forest.
Alright, these guys.
They kill humans.
What? Let's go attack these assholes.
Whoa! Big weird since it's a small creature.
There's two of them! There's what? Five of us?
We take them. We all remember them.
Could be. Let's see.
This is not lawful. I feel like we have to avenge these people.
That is probably true. Well,
don't
it's
know
not
what
lawful.
The story is. Maybe the human tried to kill two orcs. This is impossible. Humans don't kill orcs.
How about we catch them, and if they're still alive, then ask them.
We can just talk to them. Yeah. I speak orc. Do you speak orc?
Yes.
No, I do not speak.
Here, let me go talk to them.
He smells like.
See what's up.
The cold
back.
The
red back.
Watch it.
It's not here. What's your
pushback? Push bag.
Number appearing?
Okay, so I should just walk up to the orc-like thing to say, what happened here?
Well, first of all, roll one.
Okay, Jonathan, my daddy, go get a daddy, okay? Can you work with daddy? Or you sit on the potty. You sit on the potty while you wait. No, he doesn't want
to. I roll one. No.
Yeah, you
Jonathan,
roll.
Jonathan, do you want to sit on the potty?
Six.
No.
Six.
Okay.
That's possible.
That's
not
the potty.
If you need to lay down.
Alright. And then I should roll to see.
Let's go.
How hot the talent are.
Sit on the potty.
Oh,
you know, I guess I should have a wine scheme. The Dalarven vows are, let's work hard together for a peaceful world. Never abandon someone in need. Don't depend on others. The more you add, the worse it gets. Oh. Alright, we can't grow plenty bigger. We can get smaller, but we can't get bigger.
Really?
That's kind of easy.
Justice and love will always win. Goodness and love will always win. Fall down 7 times, stand up 8. Keep going, and you play hard, play often. That means I need a bean of wine. Alright, yes, that's the kind I am.
Well, yeah.
That is silver,
Dad. Mommy got it for you.
Okay, so they look at you, and then as you approach them, they already have the rope on top, but they don't look threatening yet.
Okay. I go. Hello, orcs.
Hello, orcs. Let's see. Do they know orc?
Hello, orcs.
I know. You can do that one.
Probably.
Close enough.
Okay. I guess you can do the talking.
Well, don't go up
there. We say, we are not orcs. We are bugbears.
I can speak like bear.
Oh, you can?
No.
I'll speak like bear.
What's a bugbear?
It's like a big orc. Oh boy. Maybe there's a picture. You can look it up.
Christopher can speak by
so maybe there's a
like
picture of a baby bugbear. No. It's like humanoid, so it's sort of like a very furry orc.
Just a moment now. Rice cooker.
Yeah,
of course he has a rice cooker.
Ooh, what is?
Where'd you get it? Oh. Kevin, do you have it? Oh, it says it's something like a hobgoblin.
Not really.
It's a hobgoblin.
Actually.
Not really? Oh. Okay.
Well, hot dogs are different. Okay. Buzzbears are bigger than hot dogs. Oh, here, Buzzbear kid.
Okay,
don't
jump. Don't jump. What's that mean?
Where
do
you get the idea
for
a bus there?
Is it
that way? That's in the module. Oh, see? There's a kid.
Oh, that's
so think of it as an adult. It's really big.
Bugbears are hairy goblinoids formed for battle and mayhem. They survive by raiding and hunting, but are fond of setting ambushes and fleeing when outmatched.
They're rattles.
Oh, that sounds right.
Alright, these guys are
going to
run.
Or it's an ambush, and these two are the... Okay. So, you're bugbears, but you speak orc? That's amazing.
We know orcs.
What happened here?
He attacked us, we defended him.
Wow. Wait, does he have his weapon out?
Bugbears do.
No, the guy
human.
Attacked.
You don't have a weapon.
See?
Well, we didn't say he was smart.
Wait, she can't speak, but
oh,
I'm like, hey, they say they were attacked by this human.
Where's the weapon?
My weapon.
That's what I said.
What happened to his weapon?
Oh, he doesn't have a weapon.
What?
I mean, I don't know why he would attack us. Maybe he was just mad. He was like that. They just attacked for no reason.
Huh?
You know that, Ralph.
Yeah. Don't play trust him.
That's
true.
Can I check the others?
I know they seem friendly enough.
I don't trust
them. What?
This looks like an obvious ambush. Did you know about bugbears? They're known for their ambushes.
What? What are you talking about?
Have you left your little town?
My village?
This is their first excursion out of the hole.
Your two elf village.
Did they let you out of the cave when you were a kid?
How do you know so much about bugbears? They don't speak their language.
I've heard their rumors. What? I heard the stories around the campfire.
I can read. Unlike you, apparently.
Yeah. My parents told me
I can read magic. Alright, so you want to attack him?
I don't trust him, yeah. Better attack him, round him up, and ask him questions later.
Okay. I asked them to put down their... Can you put down your weapons? Or put them away? Something?
Make a prison roll.
Oh my god.
Oh,
I'm like,
I'm gonna make it. Nope. One of them puts away his weapon. And the other guy goes, what are you doing? Why are you gonna attack us? What happened to you?
See, they're putting away the weapon. It's fine.
So while they're confused, you attack.
No, I'm talking to, what's her face? Ward person.
My name's Mirabelle.
Mirabelle.
Not Warface.
My name is
Warface.
Sorry, we just met.
You're racist.
It might be.
I don't know your name either, but I'm going around calling you dirty human.
Like a laugh. Sorry, I have plenty of human.
Oh, is that why you left me? Oh, I just thought you were talking to him.
Alright,
what happened?
That's his mega.
One's putting his weapon away, the other one's looking at his plenty. Do we want it?
Yorks?
Yeah.
The bugbears. The bugbears.
Can we talk to them? Yeah, I'm talking to them.
We said that he was attacked, though.
Yeah.
He was defending himself.
We don't trust him because the kid didn't even have a weapon on him. Nah, I don't trust him.
Did he look like
this dwarf doesn't trust them. I mean, if the human were alive, he can give his side of the story. But
you know, I think to be safe, we should just, you know, round them up and take them back. I think she has rope. We can, like, tie. I didn't say kill them. I said round them up.
I don't think we, like... I don't think they take them, right? I think they just kill them on sight, right? Don't humans kill...
Usually, yes. That's why he was a rabbit.
I think I don't think
we're exterminating.
I don't think we were later in anything, but I wouldn't have thought to kill him.
Okay, well, what do you want to do?
Good or evil?
They are. I think they're chaotic.
Evil.
So, yes, evil.
Yeah.
that doesn't mean they can't tell the truth.
Better,
right?
I think this one's better than
you. Well, it doesn't matter too much. That's true.
Although, do they look like they're tough?
They look like...
Oh, actually, what's the human they killed? How tough does he look?
Oh.
Is he just a kid, or is he...
Looks like a...
She was a baby. It's still a baby.
It's a baby.
God.
Yeah, when Christopher was a kid, we just made him sit on his little potty and TV. Until he pooped.
Oh. Huh.
Okay.
No, we just made him sit there.
I like TV.
Yeah, okay. And then... We didn't give him diapers anymore. And then we made him sit there.
Okay, and how do we make him sit
there? Otherwise, we turn off the TV.
Well, it's an adult human. You can. It's hard to tell who he was. What kind of person he was.
His head's resting.
Yeah, just
I mean, he doesn't. He's not armored or weapon.
Okay.
And it's not like he's got, like, a cart of groceries or anything like that.
Oh.
For the seat?
Mm-hmm.
Elder God spot.
Remember, you don't play that. Don't you only play when he's on it? So if he wants to play the toy, he has to sit on the potty.
You know,
even if he doesn't go, yeah.
You're baby elder, God's fine.
You know, maybe I should go to.
You want to do that? I will make him play. He likes to watch the YouTube. No,
is
okay. You have to sit on the toilet.
Yeah, but it's
baby
like
monster manual.
There's certain things you want to give him if he's on the plane.
Baby PC.
Maybe we should try that.
Successful enough for
you. Yeah. They only, the certain toy, they only give him when he's sitting on the potty. So maybe we do that.
I just think
we can watch him.
So I can learn.
I want to learn, right?
Crack and tear a larvae.
Titty, do you need a potty?
Titty,
do you need Debbie?
Titty's 5. He's like 35 human years, right?
Oh my god.
Okay, so you guys want to kill the bugbears. Well, I got one of them to put their weapon away, so if you want to fight them, just do it now.
Okay.
I would say yes, they killed a human.
Okay, so this
is pretty obvious to me.
I thought it was obvious.
Monster self, what does that mean?
I can't tell. I'm an elf that avoids humans.
Okay,
they need to a shelter. Give a shelter by the door.
Why would you avoid humans?
No, they're bugbears.
Orcs
destroyed my village.
I know, you were, you know, they had you sheltered in their prison camp.
They used this one.
Yeah. Every time you ask questions,
they did hard labor.
Fine,
go.
Okay, initiative. One side rolls initiative. 1d6 for one side. I roll 1d6 for the monsters.
Okay. Once
roll
d6.
Once
roll
d6.
I do.
Who's willing to cheat?
High or low? High.
What are we rolling for?
6.
Oh, 6.
Okay.
Right. Yay! So you guys win initiative. Christopher's next to the bugbear. Everybody else is a bit of a movement away. I'm kind of assuming nobody had their weapons out, except maybe the dwarf.
I have a gun. Because
you seem very...
I don't trust you guys.
Actually, I was just talking to them. I guess I draw my weapon and shield.
So you could draw a weapon and attack, you could attack at a -2.
Okay. Sounds good.
So you're attacking the bugbear that
is...
Has a weapon out?
Okay,
Benny. Has a weapon out or a bugbear that does not?
I gave it a crossbow.
If you attack the bugbear without the weapon out, it's normal.
Oh, I should attack the unarmed bugbear. Okay, they roll a d20.
I think that should have figured it. I mean, that's kind of big.
Who cares?
But not like, you know, giants or ogres.
Okay, so you think it's attack the armed one?
I think he wants a d20.
The way combat goes, all you guys are going before them.
Okay. Sure, I'll attack the unarmed one.
Alright, roll d20. Tell me what AC you hit.
Oh man, does it roll high? It's like...
Hi. I'm
gonna give you a D20. D20 on a 20. But I did not roll that. I rolled a 7. So I don't think it hit anything.
Well, I think it was 3.
Yeah.
I can try to roll.
Okay. What else do you want to do? Do you want to do... Okay, let's go for the wizard. Do you want to do anything?
I
want to
attack.
You have a spell.
Daddy, you want to do some water?
You can spell them asleep. You want to try to get them to go to sleep?
Yeah.
I don't think you.
Okay. They know right. Whatever the sleeping is.
So what is the sleep spell do?
There's a paper that
this is why we always hate wizards or magic users.
It says, sleep. Effect. Hit, you gotta roll. Effect. Two to 16 hit dice of living creatures within a 40-40 radius. Duration 4 to 16 turns?
That's what I
mean? Yeah, 44 turns.
Okay.
So.
Roll 2 4d4s.
Wait, the
same
as all.
Creatures.
Right. I don't know. Take your resist spells.
Oh,
thank
you, Danny. It might not work. Okay.
I need a 44.
Well, get your dice.
You
have to roll it 4 times. If it works.
Well, wait, what is this? What is this?
But wait, first thing if it works. What do you have to see if it works?
So what happened to the monster now?
We're trying to see if it kills them.
Who?
So, Papa, the difference between the two body treatments, one's a refreshing sugar scrub, it gently exfoliates, and then you put some sort of body butter on you, it leaves your skin soft and silky. The other one is it's a full body exfoliation, and then they wrap you, and then you put it in the
Mom, I got it too.
It's fine.
No, to me,
they're
like the same. It's like
seven, mm-hmm. five, 6 minutes, and then they do a wrap or whatever.
They exfoliate and then wrap you.
Mama.
Okay.
Mama.
Yeah.
Okay.
You rolled a 2. Okay, but let's just see if you made it.
Well, no, that's 1d4.
You had to roll it 4 times. But we had
well,
to
roll
it. Took it back.
Yeah. No, 2d8. 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 2 8-sided.
Can you roll 2d8? 2 8-sided dice.
Wow. Nice.
I rolled a 10.
No, 2 8-sided dice.
2 8-sided.
Yeah. This one. So roll that one twice. And tell me the numbers.
And when you're done.
And then Adam.
Hog, learn us.
Dun dun dun.
6.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Last one is 7.
7.
15.
Oh, you rolled 6 and a 7?
Yeah.
Alright.
No,
they both go to sleep.
Oh, we won!
Oh, you rolled 6 and a 1?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Okay, let me see.
I got the 7.
Generally, this whole world is meeting. Saving throw. Okay, I think you put him to sleep. It's really... I don't think the pluses count for it, though. Alright, so we both go to sleep.
Alright, so we bind them. Can we borrow your rope, Sophia?
Our only rope?
I want the rope.
Tell them what I'm saying?
I want to take
We're
this
trying to die, whatever.
Well, wait, do they have rope on them?
That's true. They have
rope
on them.
No, they have... they have, like, a bag.
Here's
what's in the bag?
Various items.
Yeah, it's like food, like foraging type food, and they also have 85 gold pieces.
How?
83 gold
pieces. Okay. That's it. And the human doesn't have anything?
So they have big maces, or big maces basically.
Oh.
We could take their big mace.
The humans didn't have anything.
Can I take their big mace?
It could have been the gold.
Okay.
Can I take their maces?
Yeah, you can take their maces.
Oh no!
It's kind of heavy though.
I rolled it.
So yeah, I guess we could rob these bugbears.
You have them tied up.
My.
Yeah, we'll use Sophia's room.
Okay.
My.
I guess. There's nothing else to tie up.
Okay.
So, do you want to wait for them to wake up, or you just want to leave them? Wait, what's the next step?
I think we should try to kill them.
Oh, really easy to kill.
Kill them? That sounds like that'd be an evil thing to do. Defenseless creatures as they were.
There is like a ton of popcorn on your floor. I apologize.
It's alright.
So we want to deal with the bugbears now that they're sleeping and tied up.
Alright, we'll take them back to town. This guy's dead or not dead?
He's dead.
He's dead.
Alright, we'll cart him back too.
Hey!
Okay. Yeah, he's 3 gold. So I guess we'll take him back to town.
Alright.
We're lawful.
Turn him in.
So, that's what we do.
You're lawful.
Oh, well, I'm not. I am. I don't know who, if they're not.
Chris is lawful, you're lawful. I'm neutral, he is neutral.
He's lawful.
Okay. Sure.
Alright.
We do the right thing.
We take it back.
But you don't talk to them afterwards?
We do.
Well, they're probably sleeping, right?
Like, yeah, you wake them up. You have, like, it takes you, like, a couple hours.
I have mail.
Okay, what really happened?
I'm lawful.
Make charisma roll. Plus 2, because they're tied up.
What kind of people
can I talk to one that put away his sword?
Sure. You get another plus 2.
4. Ooh, I might make it this time.
Yeah, I have a chance.
10. Oh, thanks.
I'm lawful.
I'm
lawful. Yeah, we are. That's why we don't just
all right. So you get the weaker one separate. Bongo. He says they're too out raiding. They're from the Caves of Chaos.
What?
So in their tribe, they, you know, they were out raiding for, like, you know, food and stuff. Then they came up with a human and they killed it because, you know, it's just a human.
Okay.
And he took his gold.
Oh.
Oh, but where's his case though?
And he took his what?
They took his gold.
Gold.
Okay, so this is gold.
That belongs to that guy.
It's a
right. If they can have his family identify him.
It's a Minotaur.
So where's the case?
It's
yeah, where's
guys.
The case?
let me go. I'll tell you where the case is. Caves are.
What happened?
If I don't get it, he'll tell me about it.
Where did the guy on the floor go?
Okay.
The guy on the floor.
Who knows? We'll see the story. Robert's twist story.
Do you think he'll tell the truth? I mean, they already lied to us once.
Who said I'm going to turn them in? Or turn them out loose? They might have turned them into the police. Or the sheriff.
Well, I'm sure he won't say anything until we get time.
Oh, you think so?
What?
Yeah.
All right. So
the
Okay.
Well, wait. No. Let's sort it out.
That's the
guard.
I mean, we can.
You want? You don't need to tell us. Let's just take you back to town.
I don't want to go.
I'm sure the guards will be interested.
But the humans will just kill us out of hand.
Sorry.
Sorry, man. They just killed that human out of hand. And he took his gold.
Yeah, we did take his gold. Mm-hmm. His gold.
Do you have like a broom or something?
La 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 la.
Vacuum. There's a broom there. Oh,
okay. It's like,
okay.
Okay, let's
watch
from there. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to take him out of town. Anyways.
Is it here?
Yeah.
Here?
Jonathan's ball.
No more Jonathan's ball. You need to relax a little bit. Okay? You're wheezing a little bit, okay?
We could, like, ask him where it is.
Sit down.
And have him show us. And then make him run the other way.
Be a good boy now.
Now.
Yep.
Yeah, I kind of know what I'm evolving.
About which one?
What happens to these bugbears?
Well, can we sell them?
You want to sell them?
Can we capture them and sell them?
We captured them already.
Oh,
yeah. Just put them to sleep.
Maybe we can put them, maybe we convert them into good people. Put them into
the
evil.
The evil.
I know, can we convert them?
That's
maybe
like
go
me,
to...
I'm going to convert to Don
Maybe for some
you know, his trial is a sham though. He has to admit that much.
Well, you know, they have a lot of evidence against him, so, you know.
Oh, by the way, who like mochi? I think that's Chris, Karina, I brought this for you. I bought this, but I think I got it from merchandise. I don't know if it's good or not.
What is it?
It's a mochi, but it has a tea inside.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's where you think you like them. Yeah, this
so, Christopher put the bugbears to sleep.
I got this from,
we tied them
I think
up.
If I was going
to bring them back to the keep.
But I think it may be good.
The I talked to one of the bugbears, the weaker one who put away his sword earlier. And he says that they just killed this human.
Okay.
They're foraging for food from the caves to caves.
I can detect.
You'll let us know where the caves are if we let them go.
I can detect evil.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, assuming we can trust her. Right? Because we don't know where the caves are. No, we know.
But
right? So if we can find out where the caves are, and root them out.
Yeah.
Only one bugbear goes was fine. I think.
Oh, I thought
if we can trust them.
Well, we can have them lead us to the cave and they can run away somewhere else.
They're gonna be
too short. That's not good to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So the bugbear that made the deal just for himself, right?
Yeah.
But we can learn one.
Well, I mean, we've gone back to the tree, right? I can decide like what to do when they kill a human. I would think it's death, but you know, it's their territory, right?
Yeah, but then we turn them both in, and once they can't leave us to the caves.
Oh, we can't bring them in.
Yeah, we're on the way.
The one at the top knows the...
I have a rope. We have a rope. We can tie two of them together.
Yeah. Oh, you want to tie them together?
Well, they're separate. They have to be separate for me to convince them to talk.
Okay, so
they're tied separately.
Maybe we can tie one at one time?
Have you talked to the other one yet?
No. You want to talk? Can I talk to him? I'm kind of ugly, so I'm managed to make this roll.
I'm the only one to talk to them.
I've got a charisma.
Can you speak orc?
Yes, I can pick one language. I'm
going to
pick
orc.
You're going to
pick orc?
Well, orc or bugbear?
Orc. Bugbear is probably better.
All right.
Okay.
Put that down that you speak orc in languages.
You have to roll for when you convince him. Stand over here. Okay, so I can speak orc.
Alright, so you want to talk to the other bugbear?
Yes. And what do? Do I roll?
Well, what do you want to talk to him about?
I want to talk to him as to whether he can...
Wait, these are bugbears. Shouldn't we speak bugbear?
It's a tour.
I'm gonna tell him, look, one of your opponents already...
Kutcher does have a point.
Yeah. Okay.
If you speak Bukhara, you're the only one who can speak Bukhara. That way,
you cover more languages. Okay, what is it called again?
You can learn about them.
How do you spell?
Bug and bear.
Bug and bear.
B-E-A-R.
Okay.
B-E-A-R-E.
They're not evil.
Bugbears
are not
inherently evil.
B-E-A-R-E?
So they could
be okay, bugbear, and then what do we do?
This is not a baby.
You talk to him. So one guy says if we let him go, he'll lead us to the Cave of Chaos or Chaos Cave, whatever. And then we want to see what the deal they wants to make.
Okay.
Because otherwise we're going to kill him, probably.
Probably.
Avenge a human.
I'm gonna convince him maybe he can, you know, we can do this for labor for 10 years.
No.
This is more. Okay, maybe no. So what do we do? Maybe we can tie, hey, do you want to be tied up and then we send you to the jail?
No, don't give him an option. Just ask him what he wants. What he's willing to do.
Hey, what do you want to do? You can either be killed by us, or you can surrender.
Well, Pan doesn't want to kill him, but she wants to turn him into her waffle.
We are a waffle.
Okay. So she would do that?
Yeah, but I suppose that if you turn him in, they're probably going to kill him. But that's not our problem. That's just the law.
Okay, so what should we do at this point?
That's not our fault.
I'm just saying, if we decide to kill them without them being tried or anything, that makes us evil.
Not really.
Okay. Not really? Yeah, okay.
They're monsters.
It's true,
that's
they're
right.
Monsters.
I mean,
right?
The key is human.
That's right.
Yeah, I think
It can at least play amongst her, can you?
If they look at it, if we came across bugbears with a dead human that the bugbears killed, we could kill them with no repercussions.
It's true.
Pretty sure. So yeah.
Okay, human.
Also, I know the human law may not be applicable to non-human, right? They would have different laws, I think.
We're making this too complicated.
Alright, so what do I do?
Kill the other one.
Well, it depends. What do you want? What do you want to talk to them about?
I want to talk to them about, hey, either get killed or you can, you know, surrender.
Well, okay, so you got him tied up.
He's already
so, surrendered.
Well,
I
mean, he's tied up.
He's already tied
up. Okay, so there's nothing I need to talk to him about.
Huh? Not really. Do you want to get information out of it, or do you want to?
My book.
Yeah,
I want to ask him, how can I find the other two?
Or ask him about, like, the forces inside the cave.
Okay.
Like, how many bugbears, whatever.
Oh, I think more important was, is any treasure inside? Okay, that is more useful, right?
No, more useful is what the forces are. If we kill them all, it doesn't matter. Any, like, secret door. Ooh, secret door.
well, we need to know where the...
I can probably find the secret door.
But yeah, how can we find out where my boss is going, right? If there's nothing valuable inside, what are we even, like...
Oh, there's something valuable. I can feel it in my bones.
Then that's not logical.
So
I want to find out what are the treasure inside and what is force. That's what we'd like to find out.
How many bugbears and what kind of treasure you have?
Yes.
Alright.
Otherwise, you know...
Alright, make a charisma roll. You have a -5, which still gives you a pretty good chance.
I also have a -5.
Yeah.
I have a 3d6?
3d6.
3d6?
Yeah, 3d6.
We're running low?
Yes.
Yeah,
run
low.
Below your charisma.
How come? Oh, below. Oh, right.
So your charisma -5. You want to roll equal to the lowest.
Oh my god.
I think you made it anyway.
Yeah, I made it.
Charisma 17.
She's so beautiful.
She's very convincing.
I quit, actually.
Well, okay. I mean, so...
I quit.
I can't awaken with a +5.
You got 17, but I managed by 12. I quit.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, okay, so... Basically, you're just, you know, he's insulting you because you're human and stuff, but you kind of insult him back, and there's a bunch of conversation, and eventually you get him to reveal.
Do you have a rumor that might help?
Is nothing worth fighting for in that cave?
No, you get him to reveal information.
Are you going to share it, or are you going to share it?
But it's -5 because you offered them nothing in return for this information.
No, it's my job. My
friend or extended.
It's like
that's your deal.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's more than one treasure in the cave.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of tribes in that. Not just the worst.
Don't forget
creatures.
Your dice. Oh, that's awesome. That's for you.
I just bought a bunch.
What happened?
Daddy.
Oh, maybe I'll keep one. Maybe you can keep one.
What is it?
I don't buy. This is the book. But we don't have the bag. Let's keep this one. Because it has no bag.
He says there are only like 10 books there, including the other one, including these two.
Anything valuable inside?
He says that we have a... We have a supply room with like, you know, bulk goods that we've captured from merchants and stuff.
We have what?
With bulk goods that we've captured from merchants and stuff.
Bulk goods.
Yeah.
Like from Costco.
Okay.
And the chief has a treasure box with lots of treasure.
Okay,
I assume.
Okay, that's it.
This is our standard raiding party tour.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, they also have a bunch of slaves.
Oh.
You know, we captured a bunch of people. We captured a bunch of people, you know. Okay. We either sell them back or eat them.
Are they eating those humans?
That cloud. Well, everything's eatable.
Why do you kill that human? You are capturing slaves.
They attacked us, I said.
Well, you know, it's really nice to give us your stuff.
It's unarmed.
And then you have to crack more of the head or something.
But then you changed your story when I asked you later.
No,
you also said
you
have 10 monsters inside, right?
It's
very late. You have 10 monsters inside, right?
Yeah, they're not 10 monsters.
But there are only 5 of us, so that could be a problem.
What are you doing?
Each of us are at least 5 of you, so I mean, you're totally outgunned.
Okay, I think we need to have a group meeting.
But they only come with one, come at us one at a time, though.
I don't know.
Let's just wait.
Still. It's the animals, man.
Okay, can we do it?
I'll do it for now.
A diet check, is it as a meal that only come up one at a time? Is that true?
Use it to re-roll some of your
I don't think we can roll anything because we have no experience, any of us.
No one wants to come at you one at a time.
Yeah, he's like, oh, that's
I think
he
can
stuff.
Pretty much think.
Yes.
It's in a cage. It's a narrow cage.
Oh, well, possible.
I don't know.
No, they can still come out like all at once, right? Teddy, John.
It's a natural bottleneck.
Let me keep.
Maybe there's natural bottleneck.
But the cage can be really big.
Sure.
Like he goes to
if I can lock himself in the cage.
You know, it's probably 10 foot corridor, so it's got at least two of them can get at you.
One's if I stand in the middle.
Right, exactly. If you go one pixel left, it can run anywhere.
Oh, what's that we did? Okay.
Nope, that was mine.
Next time.
Well, I just want to see what you guys are going to do with bugbears.
Yeah, we're going to do with bugbears.
I think we need to have a farewell meeting. I don't believe that they can attack one at a time. That does not. It's too good to be true.
Okay, so.
At least not anyway to validate.
So that's some information.
Nobody knows where the caves are.
But
right?
You don't know where the caves are.
Okay, so we can.
But they're probably not that far away from that area.
Because
they're a raiding party. So you could keep looking at the caves in that way. That
you want to take the
Oh, okay, so here's some lawful actions. Okay, so we're lawfully obeying their pull the law. There are actions that occur with respect to lawbreakers. The two most basic actions are capture and kill.
Right.
Capture criminals, depending on the region. Oh. You can kill if you're defending yourself.
I mean, Christian already used one of his thumbs for this.
Really? To do what?
Put him to sleep.
Put him to sleep.
Huh?
Put him to sleep.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot.
How long?
44 turns.
Yeah. A couple hours usually. At least a couple hours.
Okay, that sounds good. Maybe we can put all of the monsters inside the cave to sleep.
Only if you can bunch them up in one... Well, no.
Yes.
So bugbears are 3 hit die.
Oh, so generally if they're criminal...
Oh, so they really need it.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking they're like 3 plus 1. So I was wondering if the plus 1 actually matters. But I don't think it works for the sleep spell. So, in general, he can probably put 3 or 4 of them to sleep.
Oh, this
and then the other 4
kill us. If we kill them,
what? The other 4 kill us.
Summary execution. The
water. So,
alright, the Caves of Chaos, that's called level 2 questing.
Oh, but you being a cleric can invoke your best judgment. In best judgment cases, you could say, God would be okay with us killing them.
So, I already said that, but you made a deal, so we can take the deal, or we can kill both. What do you really depends on what we want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So
if we find the kill, because they're chaotic,
right?
And you're pretty sure you can keep them.
All right, we can't test chaotic things.
I'm fine killing them, but if you want to find,
that doesn't mean they can't tell the truth,
right?
But, yeah.
But like you know, it's possible they could also be using a trap, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Only had some sort of spell, which I'm not sure there is a spell. Oh, the tech lies. There's probably a spell.
Yeah.
If someone's freaking out, it's neutral act to ignore violation.
There's detect evil.
It's chaotic act.
Detect magic.
I think maybe it's a cleric second level spell. But maybe not. Maybe it's
detect evil magic.
But, yeah. You can't tell they're lying. Well, if you roll really high, you can probably...
Oh wow, he cast spells with reverse effect.
It seems like we could do summary execution.
In the extra
rules.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Alright, can you want more water? Can you want more water? Yes.
Or you could, I mean, you could bring him back to the keep, because that would be a bit of pain. Bringing him to your
I still think you take him back to the town.
That's fine, we'll bring him back. I'm fine with one. But then we don't get to know what
the...
Do you
want water?
That's
okay.
That's probably around. This place can't possibly be that big.
Yeah.
Alright, so you take him back. Everybody's excited because you captured 2 bugbears, especially when you tell them that he killed a human.
Yeah.
So the bugbear's gonna get strung up.
So Okay, La La Land.
Me. And
wow, you'll probably get
okay. So you'll probably get invited to by the Castellan to for a party. You know, you did a good deed. And let's see.
The end of the adventure.
You get a slight bit of experience.
No, we turned him into the town.
That's it?
They're probably going to try and do stuff.
Very dead.
Yeah, they're strung up.
Yeah, very dead.
The long line is just the one thing.
Okay, you each get 50 experience points. And then there's someone you have a bonus.
Oh yeah, you guys have bonuses.
Maybe one person has a bonus. Well, actually,
has a bonus, no.
Sophia should have a bonus.
And Christopher
too,
right? Where?
And Christopher has the bonus.
If your prime stat is over 13, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. So
there's a prerequisite experience adjustment. So Christopher gets 10% XP bonus.
What about me?
What's your dex?
Mine?
Yeah.
My dex is about
13.
13? That's plus 5%. And
so
then green is plus
5%. Plus 5%. So
okay, so you got 53 XP.
Ooh, rounding up. 53? So generous.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. So wait, what? No,
there should be experience lower, right?
Experience.
So right then you're now 53.
Yay!
Okay. How much do we need for the next level?
And he also
4,000.
Oh.
Are they,
I
want
to
see
also
4,000.
Do you want
to
do anything gold?
With gold? Or do you
want to... You want to just put party? Let's divide it every time.
We can start a party.
And then divide it when it gets to a certain point.
But if the gold is the human, should we try to return? I'm just kidding.
We're not that.
Alright, so you can put down 83 gold in party. What do you have party gold? Probably the cleric. Maybe he seems very honest.
I am very honest.
And lawful.
Yes, I am very lawful.
I like the rest of you.
My whole village was killed by bandits.
Who seems vicious? She? Yeah, that's true. She's bloodthirsty.
I'm not bloodthirsty.
I was just having a chat with them.
83 gold.
They seem like fine gentlemen.
What did I do? I just said I don't believe them. I don't trust them. I got street smart. Not
kill them.
Are you going to bring this home? Sure. You want some? I can open it. You can take some. I'm really full.
Do you want to bring the popcorn?
No, but I was
okay.
Gonna bring Kidamon.
We're just gonna leave
you
it here then.
I don't like
him.
Okay. No, okay, yeah. Try it. You bring this one back. Okay.
Alright.
What?
No, I didn't do one. No. You don't care. I don't care.
Oh.
We can. They're town.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, well, we can use that one.
Oh, we need an adventure log. Oh, wait.
The same
one's
thing.
My...
Oh, really?
No.
Okay, well, yeah,
it's
right next to the
teaspoon. So,
right now.
You guys get three.
And I'll bring this
one.
Oh, should we keep track of how many chips we
use?
Keep track of how many chips you have left.
Okay, one chip left.
Do you want to give this to me? I don't want to scoop it.
So put it down somewhere you're going to
try. Do you want to try?
Okay,
Kevin, do you want to try? Do you want
what
to
is
cookie?
This?
I don't know. Somebody brought it from Taiwan.
Sure, I'll try it.
Okay.
It's just crackers, right?
I actually don't know. You can open and try it. I really don't
I'll try it later.
Yeah, try it to see what it like. And this is mochi cookies right here, too. Please eat them soon. Best sandwich.
Wait.
And I don't have anybody here for the what it's called, the vegan.
Vegan
turkey.
Okay.
So, did you use all your chips?
No, I didn't use any.
You should. Okay, you should write down some of your chips.
Wait.
Some of your chips.
You rolled your.
I didn't roll. You
didn't roll.
He was
rolled. No.
Well, I was
saying you don't need to re-roll. Everything's fine.
Yeah, so right, he didn't
re-roll. So just somewhere put down chips 3.
Yeah, I
don't know.
He
re-rolled.
Yeah.
Your lowest is 11. My highest was a 9.
Yes. No, both him and Maria told me no, you don't need to re-roll. All the points of my guys, yeah.
Okay.
To prove that those guys are good. Okay, let's keep the pencil. So, when are we going to play the game? Is that 4 weeks? Or
probably...
Right?
I know, actually. Yeah. 3 weeks?
Actually, no, we can play.
This weekend?
No.
Okay. Not next weekend, the weekend after 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, maybe? Okay.
Yeah, we can actually play more often.
Alright, we'll check.
Because
yeah.
That's really the third weekend, right?
Oh, but you guys are going to Hawaii.
This is the first weekend. Next week.
This is the second weekend. Usually it'd be next weekend.
We're going the 17th and coming back that Friday. We're going up on Monday, coming back Sunday. Or Friday.
I think it's going to be his own spring break, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, next time I should plan better that we should go somewhere during the spring break.
Yeah, we go on the 7th. No, sorry, we leave the 16th. And then we come back the 21st.
So, in the 2 weeks then.
Wow. The Saturday after, the day after they come back.
I don't know.
Oh, play by ear, don't worry. So, Jen, you want to go home and stay with Uncle Kevin?
No.
You
have more than one finger.
Okay. Yeah, it's...
Jonathan, you weasel a little bit, okay? Ice
on the floor.
Okay. Oh, I think it's come from that. I took one set of those.
Maybe
you
don't
mind.
I don't need them. I bought extra.
Okay, so I can bring. I think you want it.
Forever.
Never get those again.
Oh, okay. You can have one more. Oh, okay. I came up my egg across the backboard. So no, that's because I just had a new thing in the bag. I just had it here. Oh, is this yours?
Yeah, I have.
Oh. Okay.
Alright, under the
section. That one, I took one set back.
And I think you gave this to Christopher.